a guy was talking about psychologist, you know, psychologist talking about stress factors. I think he was talking about Kenny Rogers, stress points. You know, he's gotten a stress point of getting married. He's had a stress point of having knee surgery. And he hasn't had that stress factor of kids yet, which, you know, they may not come into, it may not be next year or year after, but it'll happen.
Well, there's two types of guilt golf. There's one when you should be doing something, whether it's work, whether it's doing something around the house and you're playing golf, versus, you know, I haven't had a chance to spend that much time with my kids this week.
Right.
And they're wondering, where's Dad?
Right.
Well, you have to do that when you're a professional golfer.
And Earl was always there with Tiger.
But you know something? Nicholas was able to balance that out pretty darn well.
Yeah.
And I think he was only gone 2 weeks at a time. And I don't remember. Tiger doesn't play too many times where he's playing three straight.
By the way, the other stress factor, and Tiger's playing through it now, we have heard from very reliable sources that Tiger's dad is really sick.
Yeah, and you can see Tiger get choked up every time he talks about him. Earl hasn't traveled with him for quite some time. But
I actually saw a interview with Tiger's mom, and she broke down. So,
you know, it's a weird call on this one. And when you know something is kind of happening, you're mentally not happy with it. You're not happy at all, obviously. Stupid statement, but you're kind of mentally getting geared up.
Yeah, you can get prepared for something versus when it happens suddenly.
When it happens suddenly is just, that knocks the wind out of you.
Yeah.
That totally annihilates you. So I think Tiger's starting to prepare a little bit.
Right.
And, you know, it's never good, ever.
Right.
But,
So here's the thing. I'm amazed by Lance Armstrong. Because he's broken the records and he's still going and running one more Tour de France. When Tiger gets to 19, how motivated is he to get to 20?
I don't know. I think it depends on how quickly he does it. Because he still wants to be, you know, he's still that type of guy that wants to stomp on your throat.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to squeak by one. He wants to kill it.
Well, that's not true. He still had 4 iron off the tee on 18.
Well, that's what I mean, though. But he had a 5-stroke lead.
Yeah.
You know, there's really, if you go to SI.com, a gentleman by the name of Tim Layden wrote a pretty good article on who's the more dominant athlete, Lance Armstrong or Tiger Woods.
And who is, in his opinion?
I won't say he copped out. I mean, he gave compelling reasons for both. Mm-hmm. I think from a public perception standpoint, it's going to be Tiger, because Lance is done after this year. And 5-6 years from now, it's going to be part of the next tour guy.
Here's the other thing.
Tiger gets to bleed his out.
Well, but here's the other thing about Lance. I mean, in cycling, I think there's one major, the Tour de France, and there's a bunch of other stuff. He doesn't win regularly outside of the Tour de France.
He doesn't care.
He doesn't care.
No, he's like Tiger went playing the Buick or whatever.
Right.
You know, I want to hone my game for the next major.
Right.
And I guess Lance gets in some of these events just to kind of get ready. And
right, but he's geared for Tour de France. The thing about Tiger is, and I still think it is just amazing, is giving the talent level of players today, his cut streak shows how dominant he is.
Yeah. That's, to me, that's the telling factor, too, because he's not only the planet's best or most talented player, he's also the planet's best grinder.
And most consistent, yep.
Which is, and I don't know who's going to come up to knock him off his pedestal. Somebody will. Something will happen. He won't make some putts again, and hopefully something or somebody will rise to the occasion like a Michael Campbell.
Right. So there was an article in USA Today on Monday or Tuesday talking about how trying to downplay the value of Tiger because he doesn't have the competition that Jack had.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's such a crock. Golf is such a much more popular sport today than
because of Tiger, yeah. I would say because of Tiger.
We have so many more kids playing golf today than they did when Jack was growing up. And you've got a lot of talented players out there.
I'll tell you, though, if you look at the elite players, and you can use the argument there was Watson, Player, Palmer.
Trevino,
maybe Miller, Weisskopf, Watson. They all won multiple majors, except for, I think, Weisskopf. I think Weisskopf only won one major. And so you could say the top 20-ish, the top 15 during Jack's era was better than this era. Because outside of Tiger, you have Els.
He's won multiple.
He's won three.
And so is VJ.
VJ's won three. Right. Wilson two, Mickelson one. So their combined total is one less than Tiger's total, which big difference.
Right.
But I think the depth of field is better today than it was back then. If no, for no other reason, not because they're more talented, but it's because they have better equipment. So it brings everybody in. Reading an interesting article the other day, Daly was talking about his length, and he's not the number one driver on tour anymore. And he said, if you were to give us all, go back to the Bellotta era, myself, Tiger, and Hank Heaney would outdrive everybody between 40 and 100 yards.
No way, really?
Yeah, but because the balls these days they roll better, you don't need to have the 140-mile-an-hour swing or 130-mile-an-hour swing to get it really the same distance, that's what's brought everybody back.
Wow.
But it's the Bellotta ball, or the difference in balls that makes that difference. So, and that's what makes everybody more similar to Tiger in that regard as far as who's who and what's what.
How about that?
Yeah. So, pretty telling from John Daly, who you'll see on Monday, again with Tiger Woods and Mick and Retief Goosen.
There you go.
Good luck with all that. All right, 9:51 on the ticket. We mix with the Red next.
Sports Radio 1310, the ticket says, you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit in the wind, you don't pull the mask off the old Lone Ranger, and you should never listen to bad radio.
We never listen to bad radio.
Ever. I never, never, ever.
Never listen to Bob and Dan.
And I'll never listen to that.
I never listen to Bob and Dan on the ticket.
And now that you're done, tell the world what the July item of the month. The I Never Listen to Bad Radio ticket t-shirt. It's black and red and ticket all over, and available now at theticket.com. Bob and Dan have been real hands-on with this one. You might even say handsy. Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
TheTicket.com.
All right, $250 cash back in your pocket with free programming from DirecTV and our buddies over at Dish Direct. Here's how it works. You get $50 cash back when you order up to 4 rooms of DirecTV installed, and that's for absolutely free.
Hello, this is Belvedere Vodka and The Beautiful Life. Today we're discussing how to survive a shark attack. At first blush, this subject has seemingly nothing to do with beautiful life. But one never knows when one may be swimming off one's yacht in shark-infested waters. One, hit back. If a shark attacks, hit it with anything. A martini glass, a bottle of Belvedere, a swimming companion, anything. Hit the offending shark in the eyes or gills. Contrary to popular belief, hitting the shark in the nose will only piss him off. And research tells us it is not a good idea to piss off a shark. Two, keep hitting. Sharks enjoy being on the offensive. That's why they're sharks. So it's best to put the shark on the defensive by hitting him as often as possible. Now pour yourself a Belvedere. You have survived a shark attack and may continue living the beautiful life. Research tells us one is less likely to live the beautiful life if one has been eaten by a shark.
Indulge moderately in Belvedere Vodka, 40% alcohol by volume, distilled from Rye, Millennium, and Port Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Let's take a listen because we have some tape from yesterday's Hardline show. This is the Hardline yesterday here on the ticket. Doing Ask the Hardline. All right, just past 5 o'clock here on Sports Radio 1310 Ticket. We continue with Ask the Hardline. Greg, are you having fun with this?
I'm Greg Williams. How are we not doing that bit?
Well, I'd be Mike Reiner, I guess. Anyway, we've been doing this for about 2 hours and...
I mean, it's just a chance for, you know, P1 to, you know, they may be confused about some terminology or who someone was that we referenced. You know, it's a time that they can ask us, you know, things that they normally couldn't ask us.
Yes.
I mean, it's a chance for the P1 to ask us something.
Radio.
Sure.
A degree in...
It's a chance for the P1 to ask us something. You know what I'm saying?
True enough.
I mean, like,
yeah.
It's giving them a chance to ask us something.
I think you're right about that. Robin Dallas, you're on the ticket with the Hardline.
Hello, Masters of Hardness.
Hey, Rob.
Great. I just had a quick question for you on Ask the Hardline that maybe you can address on the air.
Okay.
Where did the name Hardline come from? And I'll hang up and listen.
Brownie, you want to take this one?
Well,
came up with that. It would later become a album title for Terrence Trent D'Arby, but basically that's just a name that I came up with one day.
Yeah, and if I may, Ryan, you know, I don't want to say that's a reason for our great success, Rob, but it contributed to it. You know, thanks for the call, man. Good call, oh, man. Good call.
Radio.
40 to 50% lower than buying a vehicle. D&M offers little or no down payment options. You can lease your car over the phone. That gives you more time to play golf. D&M is open today until 2 o'clock. So call now and ask about the T-Box special. Any area code and then 35LEASE. Lease a car, truck, SUV, motorcycle, maybe even golf clubs from D&M Leasing. That's 35Lease, 35LEASE. Or visit their website, dmautoleasing.com, and tell them D&M sent you to D&M.
Sports news first, guaranteed.
Lance Armstrong is on the road this morning in France. Ticker brought to you by Sonic Drive-In Van Auto Flex Leasing. There are only two stages left before Lance wins his seventh straight Tour de France. Today's stage 20 is a 34.5-mile time trial. Lance is trying to win his first stage of this year's event as he is currently 2 minutes and 46 seconds ahead of Italy's Ivan Basso. We'll have updates throughout the morning. The Rangers are not doing well these days. They have lost 7 of their last 9 since the All-Star break and fallen into third place behind Oakland in the AL West. Last night, Texas couldn't overcome a bad outing from Chris Young and the bullpen as they lose 11-10 to the A's. However, Richard Hidalgo has been a bright spot in the second half so far. He's hitting .370 with 3 homers over his last 7 games, and manager Buck Showalter isn't surprised with his right fielder.
I love the way Rich goes about his business. He's a pro. He's the things he's done, and you know, you see the breaks he gets in the outfield. He's just a baseball player. He competes, never gives in, and that's why you keep you don't give up on him.
Tonight at 7:05, the Rangers try to stop the bleeding as they have lost 3 straight games. And Lakers rookie forward Ronnie Turioff will miss the coming season as he's set to undergo open-heart surgery in the next 4 to 6 weeks to repair an enlarged aorta. The 6'10 Turioff was a second-round pick out of Gonzaga. Our next Ticket Ticker coming up at 10:10, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to the T-Box, Saturday mornings 8 to 10 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
KTCK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTDK Sanger. The Ticket is like sex. There's only 2 times guys want it, when they're awake and when they're asleep.
All right, 9:58 on the Ticket, T-Box winding down. I want to thank everybody for listening, calling in. Thanks to Jaron, running the board, Jason, for handling the phone. Thank you so much. And Sean Dash for doing Ticket Tickers 3 times an hour. Let's recap real quick. Golf tournament is September 18th. It's a Sunday. Cowboys are not playing that day. Double shotgun, 7 and 2.
And a car.
We're giving away a car.
Yeah.
Volkswagen convertible Beetle.
Thanks to Boardwalk Volkswagen.
Yep.
And you go to our website, avidgolferonline.com. At the top of it, there's an icon that says sign up here.
Mm-hmm.
Click that on. Give you more information about the event, and it'll click you to the sign up sheet. We're getting a lot of hits to our website, so I'd sign up quick.
Is it crashing our site yet?
No, it's not crashing our site. But we're giving away 8 free rounds of golf. We're giving away Friedrich Wind shirt. We're giving away a Callaway watch to everybody. Everybody
gets watch
that.
Too.
And Reebok still hasn't chimed in yet, but they said they're participating. Bob's going to give us something. Four Seasons is going to give us is giving us some.
CPC Craig Ranch giving away rounds of golf.
So there's a lot of stuff. It'll be a lot of fun. Rick and I will drive around the golf course and make you do silly things to win great prizes, too. So it'll be a lot of fun.
Two-man teams. It's a shamble.
It's a shamble. Best format in the history of ever for outings like this, because usually you lose time playing golf on the bad tee shots.
Right.
So here you hit your tee shot, you find the best tee shot, and you play your own ball in from there.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be one best ball event, and it should be a lot of fun.
Yeah. And it'll be a double shotgun, so you can go either 7 or 2. Morning times tend to fill up pretty quick because of the weather, depending on what it is.
Now September,
it
shouldn't be too hot.
So anyway, should be a good time to have ball. And again, somebody's going to win a car. The 4 closest shots to the par 3s on both the morning and afternoon, those 8 players will come back the following week. We're going to do a remote at Cowboys, and you're going to get 1 shot from about 140, 150 yards. Closest to the pin wins the car.
No questions asked.
Bobby Rodriguez from Boardwalk Volkswagen, Boardwalk Auto Group, will throw you the keys.
How about that?
Here you go.
Good times had by all.
Drive away.
So go to AvidGolferOnline.com. Look at the link up top, and there you go.
How many guys are going to just show up without a car figuring they'll win it that day? How many of those eight guys?
Well, you know what? Run the bus out there?
You need to drive me out there, because...
You're going to find some wheels off Shasta, man. I mean, there's pressure, and then there's pressure.
Yeah.
And we'll get to see all of it. So, good times. Good times. All right. 10 o'clock on the ticket.
And we've got part of Gordon, but Gordon is so wrapped up into the time trial of the Tour de France that...
One of my very few sports interests.
When's the last time you rid a bike?
Ridden a bike. A bike?
You have a bike
I don't know, last week.
You have a bike like Craig? Or you have one of those big Huffies? Ouch.
Rasmussen has melted down.
He has completely, he's gone through three bike changes?
Yes, he's gone through three bike changes, and he just has crashed for a second time. Now, Rasmussen was currently third going into the stage, and he was 2 minutes ahead of Jan Ullrich, who's a very good time trialist, and Rasmussen is not. He's mainly a climber. But there was talk that Rasmussen is going to be so pumped up to stay on the podium when he gets to Paris and stay in third that he was going to have a decent time trial. Well, he has melted down today. I mean, royally, you'd have to get Craig to find out historically how big a meltdown this is. But he has crashed twice and changed his bikes three times during a time trial against the clock.
So this is like shooting like a 90 in the British Open or something ridiculous.
This is
like
Ian Baker Finch like.
So is he changing his bike because he thinks the bike is the problem?
Well, he wrecked the first time, so I'm sure he changed bikes then, and then the backup bike wasn't set up right for him, I guess. And then so they fixed his first bike and got that going, and changed back to that.
That last crash we just saw didn't look like anything happened to him.
It just
ran off the road.
It just looks like panic.
Yeah.
It just looks like absolute panic. His nerve is so shaken. And so I'm assuming, and I didn't get to see it, of course, while I was en route up here, but I'm assuming Ullrich has already passed him in this time trial. They left 3 minutes apart.
Right.
So Ullrich is, and Ullrich is who I'm rooting for here. I guess I'm rooting for Lance to win the stage, but I definitely wanted Ullrich to pass Rasmussen, but I didn't want Rasmussen to embarrass his entire family like this so much.
granted, you can't cheapen seven straight tours, but... Is it kind of cheap when you win the whole thing, but you don't win an individual stage?
I don't know if cheap.
I don't know why I'm talking to you like you're a tour expert all of a sudden.
Well, there's only been like five guys who have won a tour without winning a stage, somewhere around that number, and Le Mans was one of them.
Really?
Yeah, Le Mans won I think in '90 without winning a stage, and. I mean, yeah, because that's the crowning moment for a cyclist is when you can cross the finish line and
raise
punch
your arms,
the sky, as they say. You know, and not to ever have that. You know, Lance would finish on the Champs-Élysées with, not coming in first in the Champs-Élysées.
He just looks like he just...
Oh, dear.
It's just an embarrassing crash.
It didn't even happen, yeah.
Yeah, that's Rasmussen's crash.
His substantial helmets help out so much, I'm sure.
Tangled up in his training wheels.
Yeah, his right training wheel caught like a vine in the ditch and pulled him over.
He ought to just switch to a tricycle, one of those adult tricycles.
Like Lathans?
Yeah.
Or like one of those recumbent bikes.
A recumbent bike, or maybe
Benny Hill.
A Surrey, like you can rent on a beach somewhere.
Maybe a rickshaw.
Yeah.
Why not?
Oh, man, it's unbelievable. But this is high drama today because it's the last stage that you can really do anything. Tomorrow's stage, everyone just rides together. It's kind of a ceremonial ride in Paris.
And they let the winner, they hold hands.
They let the sprinters go up ahead at the end, and the sprinters will sprint for some final points up ahead. But
they don't really do anything to alter anyone's significant position.
No, not tomorrow.
It's all kind of an honor code.
The parade.
Right. So I think what it is, the way it's been explained to me, is you can't really, if you tried to attack on the last day, I mean, you'd be chased down. It's worthless. You can't do anything, really.
So if tomorrow I want to wake up and watch Lance, ride down the Champs-Élysées and see all the pomp and circumstance, what time do I need to be in front of the TV?
I think 7:30 is when it starts, and it goes for
three hours,
so, close to 10.
I can be up by then.
What's the prize money? For the win to win the tour,
I don't know. I don't think it's that.
Or do they pay per team?
There's many different ways they. If your team wins, I think you get bonus money. If you have one of the distinctions of wearing the Myovert or the yellow jersey or something. Well, the yellow jersey is
the polka dot one for best climber.
Best
right?
climber, and then the green jersey for the sprinter.
But best faller. They have one of those.
Rasmus is going to hold that jersey too.
Big figures.
But I think all the money is basically made for Lance, obviously, with endorsements and all that sort of thing.
The outside stuff.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And I think Craig said he makes like $15 million.
So how much does like one of his, a rider on his team make? Like that guy, was it Hinkapee?
Yeah.
What's he making?
Man, I want to. In the dark, but I think it's like $500,000 to $1 million.
Lance, like when he wins the tour, does he do like Emmett and get all his other teammates Rolexes or fruit baskets?
I would imagine he would. Although Floyd Landis, came out this past week and said some negative things about Lance in the paper.
Like he's a prima donna or something?
Just said, Lance really has no friends on the team. He just comes in and kind of barks out his orders and then leaves. And that ticked Lance off. And so he actually did something to where he was battled against Floyd Landis that next day. Landis was trying to gain some time on someone, and Lance ordered his own team to position themselves where Landis couldn't gain time.
Ordered a hit on him.
Didn't
basically.
Landis say that last year or year before? I thought that was something he said in the past, and then this is the way Lance was getting back to him.
Oh, was it? Was it a long time ago? It may have been.
I want to know how they appoint the heir. So when he retires, who the next in line is.
On the recovery team?
Yeah, because all those guys have, they all have these little roles, and I don't know how they find the best guy.
Or do they go the free agency route, and they just hire some rider from some other team?
I think they'll go the free agency route. There's talk of, somebody mentioned Hincapie, Hincapie is, from what I understand, he is more of a domestique. He's not a star rider, and he's old.
He's a grinder.
Yeah, he's old, so.
So how do you do that? I don't know. It's a very confusing sport. There's a lot
of
rules.
Yeah, there's a lot to learn about.
Helping each other out, and it's kind of like a whole line pushing a running back into the end zone. It's weird. They do things. They protect each other, and it's
And on the road, you form odd alliances with rivals, depending upon.
Wherever
the situation,
Look at how slow he's going just there.
There's Rasmussen again.
He didn't fall.
Looked like he went around a corner.
He's already 5 minutes behind Ulrich, and he's still got more time to go. He's not done yet.
So he may fall.
Oh, he may fall
considerably.
Top 10.
Yeah, and this is good because Ulrich, I'm kind of a fan of Ulrich, who is considered to be Lance's chief rival, at least he was. And he's never finished further than fourth in a tour, and he's been second, I think, four times.
So his reign came at the same time as Lance's, unfortunately
for Jan. Yeah.
So they're
he
showing
one though, didn't he?
Yeah, he won one when Lance was out.
They're showing these crowded street shots now, and wasn't there a story the other day that some fan was pumping his fist and accidentally punched a rider in the face?
Yeah, that happened.
He had those thunder sticks, You know what those things are?
Yeah.
And I think it was a girl, but it may have been a guy. And so she was sitting there doing it, and the riders come by, and she basically said, well, she, kind of panicked, and she still had him out in the road, and the rider ran right into it and broke
miles
his nose.
An hour.
Look at all these guys coming out.
Why do they feel the need to step in front of the bike? That's so retarded.
They're playing chicken.
Yeah,
trying to get on TV.
Yeah.
And I don't think any sport in America would allow that without some kind of a barrier.
I know. But this is what makes it so exciting. It's what makes it so wild ass. And that's part of the spectacle of it is seeing all the, I forget what they call the people, the crazies on the side of the road,
mm-hmm.
Scoons or something.
Nuts.
I forget. Nuts.
How did Craig get into this? Growing up in Texas,
I think it's just popular in the gay community.
They just look for any sport in which they can wear tights.
Yeah,
to me it's like a guy.
Shave their legs.
That's my favorite.
To me it's like a guy getting interested in cricket and living in Texas. I don't know.
Well, how did Lance get into it?
I don't know.
I will tell you. For 7 years. I've been very interested in Tour de France. It is a very hard sport to watch on TV, though.
It's a kind of hard. It is in the early, but. I don't think so when you get into the latter part of each stage. I mean, it gets real exciting, especially on those mountain stages when you have, you know, and we had it a couple times this year when three or four big names are side by side battling it out. And I love that part of it. I mean, I get beaten when, you know, a bit, an early breakaway of a bunch of spares goes off. Right. And of course, none of the starters chase them because they're no threats.
Right.
That kind of beats me.
Hmm.
Yeah. But like this, like a race of truth, I think is really interesting.
Race of truth.
I wonder if, like NASCAR fans could sit down and actually watch this and appreciate it all.
Well, the thing is, and you know, I was thinking about that comparison this morning because it is about speed and it is about calculation and all this sort of thing, but I don't think the NASCAR fan would take to this.
No,
and it
no
seems to be a shame
crashes.
Because this is like NASCAR plus a lot more.
Yeah.
Because there's so many variables of the guy's got to take care of his body, the nutrition that he had right before, has he drunk enough water, and did he make a right tactical move here?
And it does have the team aspect of it, is kind of like
right.
NASCAR does too, yeah.
So yeah. But I can't imagine. That you think about it, they're similar sports in one respect, but then the fan base would be. There's no way
opposite.
They would go for cycling.
The gay community and rednecks.
Although Formula One is huge in Europe. So, you know, there's some similarities there. Some
mm-hmm.
racing. Those same old stuff. Look at these guys. These outfits.
Well, all right, we'll come back and talk sports.
Any caller gives us the opportunity to talk about ourselves or in a great success. That's great. Good call. We appreciate that phone. It should go. Jim, in the town of the cow. You're on Ask the Hardline.
Yo, Hardline.
Mm.
What is up?
Hey, Jim.
Hey, I had a quick question for you on Ask the Hardline.
Mm-hmm.
Who invented taking calls?
Brownie, you want to take this one? Taking calls. Well, you know, we've listened to a lot of radio over the years. And we just kind of thought we needed a confluence of some sort.
I mean, Jim, you know, I'm not saying that this is the reason for our great success, but I think it helped us achieve that level. I mean, don't you think, Ryan?
Achieve
that level?
Well,
don't you think so?
Well, yeah, I do, Greg. All I know is we came up with it. No one else was taking calls before we did back in 94.
I mean, good call. Good call, Jim.
Yep. Yeah,
that's
good
question. You know, I haven't thought about that in a long time, whether or not we invented that.
You people amaze me with the depth of your knowledge.
Man, there's some P1s out there.
Yeah. Bill in Grapevine, you're on Ask the Hardline.
Hello, Hardline.
Yeah.
I have a question for you. What is your take on American Airlines Center?
Well,
Ryan,
that's not normally a thing that we talk about. On Ask the Hardline, we like talking about ourselves, but come to think of it, the She-Wolf came up with that idea. We needed a new arena, and she said, well, hey, why not get a confluence down there around the Woodall Rogers area?
I mean, we're not saying we're the only ones who want a new arena, but we just happen to be at the right place at the right time.
Yep.
I mean, notice how I'm self-congratulatory, but humble at the same time that way. That's my modus operation.
Keep moving.
Get one. What is that, a rule?
Well, yeah.
But if you pour me some more, I could tell you how much more taste it has.
It doesn't work that way, sir.
I see. Hey, did you drop something?
What?
Not again.
Sir, could you bring the Aspen Edge back? Or at least the glass?
Try Aspen Edge, the premium light lager crafted by Coors Master Brewers. One sip, and you'll see why beer drinkers agree. Aspen Edge has more taste than Michelob Ultra. Testing conducted by Guideline Associates New York. Michelob Ultra is a registered trademark of Anheuser-Busch Inc. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
With the hottest months of summer approaching, North Texans are facing their highest electric bills in history. TXU just raised rates again. Donovan Miller here, and if your electric bill is skyrocketing, we've got options for you. If you want an independent, unbiased source to help you save money, log on now to SaveOnEnergy.com. They can educate you, show you rate comparisons.
Steven and Mesquite, you're on Ask the Hardline.
Yeah, I know you guys have discovered everyone from Gordo to Giorgio to Psycho Dave. Is there anybody else that you've discovered that we don't know about?
Oh, Ryan, I got to take this one. Do you want to take this one?
Go ahead, Greg.
All right, I got to take this one. Well, yeah, you know, in year one, we had an intern. I remember we were sitting in the small conference room, And we had the table was over in the corner. No, the table was over to the right of the conference room.
No, I was talking to Cap.
Yeah, you were talking to Cap, but yeah. Don't you remember we used to have that table, and it was like over in the corner of the room?
Yeah.
No, that was after, remember, because we moved it to the middle room. Anyway, yeah, we had an intern. We were sitting around talking, man, we need an intern.
Yeah.
And got an intern. He's a good worker. Later, moved out to L.A., got in movies.
Yep.
And you would know him as Tom Cruise, brother.
That's right. We gave him a form like we offer so many people, and
yeah.
You remember my first...
Except Ron and Don, we didn't offer them on radio.
Drop Page Radio. Five model Ford vehicles. No hassles, no gimmicks. The same low prices are important.
Here's a sad statistic. Currently, several North Texas counties lead the nation in home foreclosures. There are many factors that contribute. Divorce, financial setbacks, lost jobs. When this happens, it's easy to fall behind on your mortgage payments. So now you may be faced with a choice. Bankruptcy is one, and oftentimes not the best course of action. Your other choice may be to sell your home. But to avoid foreclosure, you've got to sell it quick. If this sounds like your situation, there's help. And it's as easy as a point-and-click away. StopDFWForeclosureNow.com. Just click the link below, and you could be on the road to credit recovery. Foreclosures tend to ruin your credit for quite some time. Avoid that pitfall right now at StopDFWForeclosureNow.com. They're as serious about buying your home as you are to sell it. If you're facing foreclosure, you can't afford to lose time or money. They can explain the entire process to you right now. Call toll-free 1-866-362-9364 or simply log on now. StopDFWForeclosureNow.com.
Sale, and you've got to go by there now for the best selection. Get up to $500 off Cannondale, Trek, and Specialized bikes. Up to 30% off accessories. And buy a 24-pack of Goo Energy Gel, get a 2-pound canister of Brent Mix absolutely free. And mention the great Craig Jr. Miller, and you'll get the special P1-only offer. With any adult bike purchase during the sale, get $50 of free accessories.
Plano Cycling and Fitness, the shop I've been going to for years and years now, on East 18th Street at Central Expressway, just north of the Bush in Plano. Log on to PlanoCycling.com for more information.
When we say sports, you say now.
The Rangers have struggled after the All-Star break, losing 7-9. Ticker brought to you by Man's Best Friend and Friendly Chevrolet. Texas has fallen behind the A's in the AL West into third place, 9 games behind the first place Angels, and 4 back in the wild card race. And despite the lack of pitching, first baseman Mark Teixeira is holding out hope.
No, we're never going to give up, until we're eliminated. We're going to keep playing. We're going to keep, trying to win games and see what happens.
Tonight at 7:05, the Rangers try to avoid losing 4 straight as Ricardo Rodriguez takes the hill. He'll face the A's Kirk Sarlous. You can see that game on KDFI Channel 27. Let There Be Hockey as the NHL lockout is over after 310 days. Yesterday, both sides finally came to a new collective bargaining agreement. Now that there will be a season in 05 and 06, Commissioner Gary Bettman talked about why rule changes are being made.
For starters, we are implementing rule changes that will emphasize offense and flow. We are going to let our offensive players, our skilled players, do what they do best.
The puck drops on the new season on October 5th. And Lance Armstrong is on the road in stage 20 of the Tour de France this morning. Today's 34.5-mile time trial basically decides who will win this year's Tour de France. Lance came into today's race with a 2-minute and 46-second lead. Right now, the Texan is riding strong. He has the overall lead right now at the 40K mark. He has a time of 56 minutes and 22 seconds as the overall leader. He's looking for his first win in this year's Tour. And he should finish up in roughly 20 minutes. Our next ticket ticker coming up at 10:30, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant, Saturdays, 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Oh,
10:20 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hope you're having a grand old Saturday. Gordon Keith alongside Jen X Davis Lane, who is, been my partner for over 20 years now here on Dallas-Fort Worth Airwaves. And it's an exciting day in the world of sports for me, because I always get suckered in by this Tour de France, and it's always, you know, my friendship with Craig is what got me into it. And today
Craig.
Craig Miller from Ticket AM. He's part of the AM Boys, as you hear on that ticket. And today is the last stage for anyone to do anything. It's the final time trial, and Lance is already off and going, and so far at the time checkpoints, he is clocking the best time of anyone, but we have seen an absolute meltdown in the Tour today from the guy who was sitting in third place before the stage started, Michael Rasmussen, who is a Dane, who is the king of the mountains. He's wearing the polka dot jersey, which is the guy who's best in the mountains, and he was sitting in third. Now, Ulrich was in fourth, the big German Ulrich, who is always playing second fiddle to Lance. He was sitting in fourth, and he wanted to put a couple minutes on Rasmussen to overtake him. Rasmussen a couple minutes ahead of Ulrich. Well, Rasmussen, who's not a good time trialist, completely melted down today, had two wrecks already. He's not even finished. He's already had two wrecks and changed his bike three times. Now, this isn't a time trial where you don't just stop and you can make up the time later. You know, you can catch back up. This is, you know, you're every second counts.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're stopping to change bikes. So, and they also leave in intervals on these time trial days. Most of the riders leave in one-minute intervals. And then when you get to the top 20 riders, like Lance will leave last of all of them because he's sitting in the first position. But when you get to the top 20 riders, they leave 3 minutes apart. Well, Michael Rasmussen, who left third to last, has already been passed by the second to last guy, Ulrich.
And he just got passed by Lance.
And he got passed by Lance, too.
So he's bringing up the rear now.
Yeah. He'll finish the day. He'll be the last rider to cross the finish line. But so Ulrich is going to get on the podium in Paris. And I love that because I love Jan Ulrich. He's starting to become my favorite. I hope he wins next year when dirty Lance leaves.
How old is Ulrich?
He's 31 or 32.
So he's still got some years left.
Yeah, he's got a couple, which will be good. So we're keeping an eye on the Tour de France. I know it beats some people down because it's kind of hard to understand. But once you learn it, it's fascinating. And, you know, that's probably like most sports.
Yeah.
Most sports, if you don't, you know, if you learn about it, you can get interested in it.
One of the funniest experiences I had, you know, in the sporty sense, was going to see a Ranger game out at the ballpark with a British guy who had never witnessed a baseball game in his life. And just trying to, you know, so many of the rules and so many innate baseball things that we take for granted were just the biggest mystery to him. Like, why did he stop there? You know, why didn't he keep running?
Uh-huh.
And, well, you know, he didn't want to be thrown out. He just didn't understand what the hell was going on.
Hey, I don't know what the hell cricket is.
Yeah,
I don't understand that. And you talk, they're so crazy for that over there. And I look at that, God, that looks boring.
Yeah, especially when the matches last like 3 days.
Uh-huh.
I don't understand that at all.
And they stop for tea.
Do they? How gay is that? So cricket's kind of like baseball and croquet?
Yeah. And lawn darts?
And badminton? I don't understand cricket at all. At least soccer I understand.
Yeah. I don't, you know what really confuses me is I don't know the difference between rugby and Australian rules football.
I thought it was the same name, same thing just spelled differently.
No, they're different.
Oh.
But I don't know what, I don't know how they're different.
That rugby's a violent sport. You saw it, you didn't go to ticket fight night, did you?
No.
We had some rugby guy show up there, and he was battling the meanest-looking...
Oh, I did hear about that. He just
padded up Satanist, and he whooped that guy's ass. I mean, and he was, like, ready for more. And here's the attitude of the rugby guys. All his rugby buddies were out there that he plays rugby with. And they were like, hey, let one of us put on gloves. We'll fight him. They wanted to fight each other.
Yeah.
They don't care. They just love kicking ass. It's fun.
Yeah. They don't hold grudges. They're not really angry. No. They just like fighting.
Yeah. Two best friends. Just let's get in there and kick each other's ass. So crazy. And all that British hooliganism, I'm kind of fascinated with that.
Yeah.
So Jan Ulrich has just crossed the finish line, and he has the best time. 1 hour, 12 minutes, and 9 seconds.
Can you ride a bike that long?
No. No. At that pace? Half that pace. I couldn't do half the pace.
How long is the time trial? How many
36
miles?
36 miles, 38 miles, somewhere in there.
Goodness.
Something like that. So far, Ulrich has finished at 1:12:09. Vinokourov is second with 1:13:02. And then you got a couple Americans, Bobby Julich and Landis.
Julich?
Julich. That's spelled, but it's kind of uncomfortable.
Who would want to do that?
The only thing required to take part in the third annual Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket 24-hour fitness tour de France is a
bicycle.
Do you appreciate the finer things in life? Perhaps you would clearly like to follow your golf ball as it sails down the fairway. Maybe you want to visit your favorite restaurant without using your readers to examine the wine list. For discriminating taste, we offer a discriminating difference in world-class patient care at Booth Eye Care and Laser Center. As the world's most experienced intralasic surgeon, Dr. Booth offers the latest advancements in vision correction available in the world today. From Wavefront Custom View Intralasic to Crystal Lens to the new Restore procedure for age-related presbyopia, Dr. Booth can get you out of your glasses, contacts, reading glasses, or bifocals. For the educated patient, the choice is clear. Dr. William Booth. Call today to schedule your complimentary screening. 214-328-0444. Or on the web at booth.lasercenter.com. 214-328-0444. Booth Eye Care and Laser Center. Accept nothing less.
Isn't technology great? I love listening online when it's convenient for me. Hi, this is Dane Miner, General Manager of Freeman Toyota. Are you aware that you can buy a car with the same ease and convenience that you're enjoying right now while listening online? Log on to FreemanToyota.com and you can get a price quote from one of our managers. You can appraise your trade, get a payment quote, discuss different options for financing. All of this information is readily available for you, and Freeman Toyota is happy to provide it for you without you even stepping foot on our lot. A couple of incentives running right now. You can lease a Camry for $249 a month for 36 months. Or how about a 41-mile-per-gallon Corolla for $199 a month for the same 36 months. Both of these offers are with zero out-of-pocket. Freeman Toyota will deliver your vehicle and paperwork to your home or office to try to save you time and money. We've sold over 1,000 customers year-to-date right over the web. Our customers are telling us that their purchase was the easiest, most pleasant car buying experience ever. Come and see why at FreemanToyota.com.
Calling Dave Campo.
Hello?
Coach Campo, please.
He's speaking.
Hey, Coach, it's the Dunham and Miller Show. How's it going?
Pretty good, guys. Just listening to you. Apparently, when I need a fourth down call, all I have to do is just call you guys, huh?
Well,
oh, gosh.
Yes, you guys got all the answers along with everyone else who's questioning me out there. That's what talk radio is all about.
Well, we may have a few answers. It doesn't look like you guys have many answers right now.
Oh, no, we don't have any answers. You know, we're not smart enough to figure out stuff like that or start websites like FireDaveCampo.com.
Oh, you heard about the site.
Things like that. Or, sure, Dave, things are fine in my life. I show up to Valley Ranch and I don't have the corner coach's office anymore that dates all the way back to Landry.
You know?
I got the custodial closet now.
Oh, no.
I mean, I'm making out a game plan here with the broom up my ass.
That's horrible.
Yeah, my chair's that yellow mop bucket with the mechanical mop ring on it. I am here. My balls are aching.
Oh, I bet they are.
With a broom up your ass.
I mean, the coaches don't talk to me much. Avezzano's got nothing to say to me. I'm watching him. He's got shifty eyes. And, you know, I come into the coach's locker room. You know, we got our own locker room, too. It has everyone's name up there. Avezzano, Jeffcoat, Zimmer. And then over in my corner says, dumbass.
Oh, God,
vandalism.
Someone put a piece of tape up there and got a marker and wrote that up there. I don't think it's very funny.
That's horrible.
What should I read into this? I have dinner plans tonight with Colston Weatherington. We're going to go out and eat soul food. I get a message says he can't make it. What am I supposed to make of that?
He may just have a schedule.
Boy, that's pretty bad if he's canceled.
No. Let me tell you something, guys. I'm here to tell you something right now. The writing is on the wall.
No.
That's not necessary.
Will you find over 1,100 new 2005 Chevys?
That's not necessarily true. You may just be exaggerating because you feel under pressure.
No, I'm serious. Right here in the coach's conference room, it says in spray paint, Campo, you suck.
Oh.
I'm dying. My balls have never ached more. Have you seen our offense?
Yeah.
Have you seen our offense?
It's awful. Oh, are you okay?
My God, last week in practice, we get C-Hutch, right? Or Chutch, as you guys call him.
Yeah, Chutch.
I say, okay, we'll give the kids some confidence. I don't coach offense, but I said, hey, let's put the defense off the field and have Chutch in the offense practice against chairs and pylons.
Okay.
Okay, so I think it's a pretty good idea, right?
Right.
We simulate a four-quarter game against air, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Score 17 points.
Oh, that's awful. That's just terrible.
And I passed up three field goals. We went through it on fourth down three times. It didn't make it then either.
The Ticket Drop Page Radio.
Weekend. Nationwide cellular long distance is included, and there are no roaming charges, all for just $55.99 a month. Plus, for a limited time, the I-205 phone is free after a $50 mail-in rebate. So get one today and sign up for the National 1000 plan to start getting that to-do list done. Just visit the Nextel location at West Park and Midway in Plano, or Kenwood Drive in Rowlett in front of Walmart, and ask how to get more done. I-205 offer expires July 31st, 2005. Two-year contract required. Allow 8 to 12 weeks for rebate, early termination, and other charges. Restrictions apply. Legal disclaimer, done.
Ticket Sports News now.
Ticket Ticket!
The Rangers fell short last night, losing to the A's 11-10. Ticker brought to you by Man's Best Friend and Friendly Chevrolet. The Rangers' offense has done their part all season long, producing runs and overcoming deficits, and manager Buck Showalter is disappointed in his team's results at 48-47, but he doesn't question their heart.
Our guys have been doing that all year, and I'm personally, you know, just frustrated for them. They're putting so much into, you know, to win that game. You know, you can count those games on a lot of fingers and toes. We, you know, this team doesn't quit.
Tonight at 7:05, Ricardo Rodriguez is looking to bounce back after only lasting 2 2/3 in his last outing against the Yankees. The Rangers' offense will deal with right-hander Kirk Starluce. You can see that game on KDFI Channel 27. Lance Armstrong is on his way to winning his seventh straight Tour de France right now in stage 20. The Texan is leading the pace of the 34.5-mile time trial. If Armstrong wins today's stage, it will be his first of this year's event. And in NBA news, a three-team trade is in the works as the Grizzlies are set to send guard Bonzi Wells to the Kings. Point guard Bobby Jackson will head to Memphis, and the Jazz will get Duncanville's own Greg Ostertag. Ticket Ticker is a service of Applied Signal Technology. Applied Signal Technology, leader in signal intelligence and digital signal processing, seeks experienced engineers. Background investigations are mandatory. To access classified materials, visit appsig.com today. Our next Ticket Ticker coming up at 10:50, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant, Saturdays, 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Joining us on the ticket hotline, I believe we have made contact with the Cowboys owner.
Hey, good morning, man.
And general manager Jerry Jones. Morning, Jerry. How are you?
There isn't any way that Don Perkins' name is going to make it over to the new stadium.
Yeah. So why do you want to start off the interview with that?
I don't want his name dirtying up my new sheetrock.
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier, I guess.
Yeah, I predict the movers will lose those letters in the move somehow.
Oh, Jerry.
Well, you know, truth be told, we are going to be done with the Ring of Honor when we get to the new stadium anyway.
You know, are you going to transfer it over there?
No, I'm going to start some new idea that I think is going to be a lot more popular. We're going to start the Graveyard of Champions.
The Graveyard of Champions.
Yeah, and the way it works, you sign a statement stating the statement that if you want to be honored by the Cowboys, that you will donate your body to the team, and we can bury you in the Graveyard of Champions of the new stadium.
Is it going to be like behind the end zone or something? Or
Yeah, it'll be just, as a matter of fact, it may be in the end zone, and you just kind of have to dodge the headstones.
Oh, that'd be great. Just like the old Yankee Stadium. That'd be
right,
fantastic.
Right. We've already dug up Bullet Bob, getting him ready for the move.
Oh, no.
Ram, and we dug up Don Meredith. And
he's not dead.
We're also trying to secure the dead gay bones of Bob Lilly.
He's still alive.
Still
also
alive, and don't call him gay.
And why are you digging up these guys when the new stadium is still 4 years in the offing?
Well, we're just getting it all ready. It's good to get a head start on this. And one man who understands getting a head start is Crazy Ray. He's already expressed an interest in the graveyard, and he can put up a down payment of a footed shin bone.
Oh my gosh!
He started giving that to us as a down payment. He's a little short on cash, so we accepted that. And, it wasn't really diabetes that chewed his leg off. It was his desire to be in our new deluxe cowboy graveyard.
Oh, I guess that says a lot about his love for the team.
Oh, yeah, it certainly does. And I'm sure he'll join us, not only join St. Peter, but join us in the new graveyard here pretty soon.
Oh, my gosh.
He already has 1 foot in the grave. Literally.
We mainly wanted to talk about Aikman, Irvin, and Emmett this morning. That big announcement.
I love Ring of Honor talk. Ring of Honor makes my hand gay and horny for myself. Let's talk about it.
All right. So I guess it was an easy decision to induct these three all at the same time?
It was, George. It really was. they were so important to our team and to our positivity. Triplets. That's what I call them, the triplets.
Yeah, everyone right? called them that.
Because although they all have different mothers, I am all their fathers, and so that's why I still call them the triplets.
That's an odd twist that we didn't know.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that, of course.
None of them look like you.
No, they don't. And, yeah, a couple of them I was slumming a little bit on, but...
Jerry...
But
you should be coming out here talking about their great careers, not making up stuff like that.
Oh, well, they certainly did have great careers, and as soon as they die, they'll be honored by the Cowboys, too. Matter of fact, if we get the body soon enough, we're just going to mount them in sports poses instead of burying them.
Oh, wow. But I don't think that's weird.
I already have a deal to... mount Michael Irvin in a pose catching a football while double teaming a girl.
Oh my gosh. You have a deal. He agreed to that?
Oh my goodness, I gotta go. Jerry Jr. just wet his pull up.
Oh gosh. There you go. Special encore presentation of Fake Jerry today.
You wanna tell him
the character that? Yeah, we're retiring that character.
No.
That's the last you've heard of Fake Jerry. We look forward to replacing him with Fake Steven. It's going to be the new character. Now, we wanted to, of course, present that because we received so much email, people asking for it. all right, it's 10:38 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. The final time trial of the tour of Lance's last race. Our lovely Texan going over there and kicking all kinds of ass in some French event. He has won today. He beat Jan Ulrich and Vinokourov and Basso, and he has won the 20th stage of the Tour de France. That's pretty cool.
That is. It's a nice storybook ending for Lance.
Yeah, and I saw his mom hugging him there at the end, and then someone told me it turned out to be Sheryl Crow. Sheryl Crow's fate. Rock me! And it's tense because Lance's kids are there, but where's that first wife, the one that's not quite as famous?
I guess she's out of the picture.
Is she there? I didn't see her.
I wouldn't think she would be.
It's just so tense. So tense that people can't stay in love and keep it going.
Yeah.
I hate the world.
Tell me about it.
I'm sorry, David.
What? I don't even know what you're talking about.
All right, so now we can be done with that event. Maybe we'll... Hold on, I'm going to switch mic.
You're listening to continuing coverage of Gordon switching chairs on the Ticket.
Look, there they are. Oh, there's Linda Armstrong Kelly. Oh, no, that's his mom.
She's hotter than Cheryl Crow.
Yeah, I don't, you know, she is. Lance's mom is a good-looking woman, and I guess her and Cheryl are about the same age.
She's got two Livestrong bracelets on.
Does she? Well, she's going to live for forever, then.
Yeah, I guess. You know, I saw a kid, I was at a restaurant a week ago or so, and I saw this, like, high school girl, I guess, and had, like, the Livestrong bracelet, and then the Support the Troops bracelet, and then the Tsunami bracelet, and then the one, you know, the white bracelet, and, like, two or three others, like, six, seven different, you know, those little rubber cause bracelets. It was kind of overkill.
Red, white, and blue Ranger Support the Ranger bracelet.
Do they have those now?
Yep. You know how those things kind of started? They were called ballers. And they were for basketball players. Before they shot free throws, they would snap these rubber band bracelets. And Nike had already had them out for that purpose. And then when they said, well, let's do something, you know, for the Lance Armstrong Foundation, they said, some guy, it wasn't Lance that came up with the idea, some guy in Nike said, let's do those baller bracelets and, you know, put Livestrong.
Who came up with Livestrong? Ribby?
I think so. Sounds like something Ribby would do. All right, so we've got that in the books. We can now be done with the Tour de France. Unless we get Craig on to talk about it.
I think we've had enough today.
Yeah. Oh, there's Sheryl Crow making out with Jan Ullrich. That's got to be a blow to Lance Armstrong today. At least it looked like him, like her. All right, we have a guy on the line who knows the difference between rugby and Australian rules football, David.
Oh, good.
Hi, Jason.
Hey, guys. I kind of know the difference. I don't understand Australian rules myself.
Okay.
All I know is that in rugby, it's kind of like the NFL, that they don't stop every time the ball goes to the ground or the guy gets tackled. And with Australian rules, it's played on cricket grounds. All the fields are different sizes, and the goal is to kick it between the two posts for points.
So you're not, like, taking it over the goal line for a try. You're trying to get it through the uprights.
Right.
Okay.
All right, now we have another guy on the line who says the NASA. I have no idea what this call is about, but the subject line is the NASA. Hi, Rick. You're on AM radio.
Hey, Gerdo. I've been trying to call you for the last 2 years.
I'm glad you finally got through.
Are you aware of what's going on with the NASA program?
Oh, no, we lost him.
No, he's still there.
Oh.
Oh, you bunch of whores.
Sir, you're still here.
Okay, but anyway, what they're doing now is they've got this mad-ass scramble to try to get... Are you still with me?
We're here.
Okay, they got this mad-ass scramble to get to launch the shuttle... But y'all a bunch of whores.
No, we're still here.
But anyway, they got this mad ass just pace to just get the shuttle launched, but they're going to discontinue it. Now, bear in mind that they're going to Gordon, are you still there?
I'm sorry, yes.
Oh,
man.
I wanted to learn more about the shuttle.
Apparently they're in some sort of mad-ass scramble. Well, hopefully he can call back here in a couple years.
Have you ever had the...
We'll get the update on that.
Have you ever had the mad-ass scramble at Breadwinners?
Yeah, it's great,
really
isn't
good.
It? Isn't it great with that chorizo in it?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good stuff. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Hello? You're on AM radio.
Hey, Gordon.
Hey.
Hey, listen, I have to say I love that I'm Insane Now on your website. I have to admit I've been playing with that all day, and I love it.
Is that the woman that's falling through the bubbles?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
It is fun.
That's addicting, isn't it?
Yeah, I love
what?
It. That's my boy. Say the ticket rocks.
The ticket rocks.
Liz.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hi, Gordo.
Hey.
I love you.
Okay.
Just wanted you to know that.
All right.
Okay, bye.
You have a good life.
Okay.
All right.
Good times.
See you later. It's 10:44 on Sports Radio 1310. Okay. The Ticket.
Coming up next, the story of a missing wiener in Houston.
Oh.
Wow.
I can't take it anymore.
Yeah, I don't know how it gets better for you guys either. The schedule gets tougher in November and December, and good luck to you.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, a schedule. We got to go on the road. Every meeting I have with Jerry now usually ends with, instead of see you later, it's here, here's the broom, go ahead and sweep up. That's what I've been diminished to here.
That's awful.
You know, I got a family too, you know.
Yeah.
And that's why I don't appreciate things like FireDaveCampo.com.
Yeah, well, it kind of comes
a little close. It's a little close to home, users, is what it does. It's a little. Give me the phone.
Hello?
Hello.
Who's this?
This is Quivering Norm.
Oh, hi, Quivering Norm.
How dare you do this to Dave Campo?
We're not doing anything.
I want you to know something. Dave Campo?
Yeah?
This is a good man. This is a good man.
All right. Welcome to Grego's Airport Security Checkpoint. I'm Grego. Now, nobody gets through here until I okay them and declare them fit for travel.
All right.
This may take a while. You will take no weapons through here. We'll start with the obvious. No guns, no explosives, no cutting instruments, no suspicious packages, and no biological agents of mass construction.
Right.
Also, we have some less obvious items you can't take through here. No fingernail clippers, no emery boards, no nail files, no tweezers, no cotton swabs, no band-aids, no deodorant, and no complaint from any of you, okay?
Radio. Radio.
Think you've become pretty good at negotiating car deals if you were using someone else's money? Then chances are you could become pretty good at trading stocks online if you could use someone else's money, right? But hey, what kind of idiot would let you use his money for practice? Well, that idiot is Vince Rowe, and he's no idiot. He's president of Online Trading Academy Texas, and he's so confident that he can teach you how to trade your own money and eliminate the middleman that when you attend his online trading course, he'll let you use his trading accounts to teach you how to trade successfully. He'll show you the free tools on the internet that'll teach you to do just what your financial advisor does. If your financial advisor has ever uttered crap like dollar cost averaging, buy and hold, or we beat this industry average, then it's time to take control of your money and trade it yourself. Vince will teach you, and you'll even get to use his money to learn how to trade. Find out more at the Power Trading Workshop going on this week. Sign up now by clicking on the OTA logo on your screen, or by calling 888-OTA-ATTEND, or by logging on to tradingacademy.com/attend. 888-OTA-ATTEND, or click on the logo on your screen. 888-OTA-ATTEND, or online at tradingacademy.com/attend.
Your car, truck, boat, or van, whether it's running or not. Plus...
All right, now more importantly, I want everyone to look up at this sign right here. That's Grego's big rule number one. No Arabic ties. You cannot get through here if you have any Arabic ties. It's at my discretionary. All right. Now then, let's get this started here. Let's get moving. Step up. Be interviewed by Grego. What's your name?
Ed Morris.
Are you from Afghanistan?
No.
Are you a member of the Taliban, Ed?
No.
Are you or are you currently carrying or secreting on your person a nuclear weapon of mass construction?
No, and that would be mass destruction.
Don't you correct me, Ed! Let me ask you, do you smoke, son?
Yeah.
Have you ever smoked Camel?
Yeah, I just bought a pack.
Get in the back of my life!
It was like a shot at the big bucks. And best of all, win, lose, or draw. Every entrant has a chance to win one of two Chevy Silverados or a trip for two to Vegas to see the World Poker Tournament at the Bellagio. Register in person at the casino so we can get a look at the whites of your eyes. And then get your game face on with $150,000 and a $10,000 seat in the Doyle Brunson's WPT North American Poker Championship up for grabs. This ain't no Friday night at your buddy's place. The $150,000 Red River Roundup Poker and Blackjack Tournament. Only at Windstar Casinos. Thackerville, Exit 1, I-35 at the Red River.
Breaking sports news now.
Texan Lance Armstrong has done it once again. Ticker brought to you by D&M Leasing and Man's Best Friend. Today in Stage 20, the Texan won the 34.5-mile time trial, which is the first stage win in this year's tour and the 22nd of his career. Today's win assures Lance of his seventh straight Tour de France win. Tomorrow's stage is basically a ride through France. Hockey is back after the new collective bargaining agreement was okayed by the league and the players' union this week. And yesterday, Gary Bittman officially proclaimed hockey has returned.
Let me be the first to welcome you to our 2005-06 season. Opening night will take place on October 5th, and all 30 clubs will be in action.
Yesterday, the league also announced the Pittsburgh Penguins have the first overall pick in this year's draft, and they will likely take 18-year-old sensation Sidney Crosby, who's being dubbed as the next Wayne Gretzky after scoring 66 goals and dishing out 102 assists last season in junior hockey. And tonight at 7:05, Ricardo Rodriguez faces the A's Kirk Sarlous at the Temple. Texas has lost 7 of 9 since the break and 3 straight. The club is only one game above 500 at 48-47 on the season. Our next ticket ticker coming up at 11:10, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant, Saturdays, 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Proudly scraping the bottom of America's bedpan. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
I'm leaving on a journey, striking out alone. My friend has come to see me on, and now it's time to go.
Okay. What?
I want to hold him in my arms, touch my head and cry. But with people all around, we simply say goodbye.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Rant. Happy Saturday morning to you. I hope everyone had a pleasant day yesterday and today.
What?
Or, hey, what did you do last night? I was free last night, and you never called me.
I never call you.
Why don't you ever call me? Because you never want to do anything. I'm changing that.
It was fun, but it was kind of depressing. Oh, God.
I'm sorry. So many telephone calls coming in right now. Sorry about that. Go ahead.
I went to go see a friend's band last night.
Okay.
They're friends of the Rant from a long time ago. You remember the 100 Inevitables?
Yeah.
Jeff and Toby.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, went to go see them. They played a show at Club Dada last night.
And it was depressing?
Well, I hadn't been to Dada in ages.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, back in the late 90s, you know, back when I was in my my drunken heyday. You know, Friday and Saturday nights were always packed at Dada, because Friday nights you had the Hard Night's Day, and then they'd always have some headliner. And then Saturday you had the Dead Thing, and they always had some headliner after that.
Right.
And so it was always packed, especially in the summer when they would have bands on that back patio, you know, and there was always so many girls there. It was just a great scene.
You like that?
It was really fun. And so I went back there last night, and it was the first time I'd been there in such a long time. First of all, Deep Ellum was just totally dead. No one goes to Deep Ellum anymore. And then...
Okay, why is that?
Just because there, you know, places like West Village have opened up. There's, you know, there's places downtown.
Is West Village hopping on a Friday night?
Yeah.
Do they have clubs there, or is it just restaurants?
No, they have clubs and bars and whatnot. But
what?
They're just...
What do they have?
Like Nikita, you know, and... crap, I don't remember. But there's a lot. There's the Loon, of course, over there that gets a lot of business.
Yeah.
But there's just a lot more places to go now than there used to be. And I think just people are scared of Deep Ellum because there's been, you know, some, you know, criminal activity down there. Not any recently, but people just have that stigma about it.
Mm-hmm.
But there was just nobody there. I mean, nobody was at the show, and nobody was, you know, even next door at the Bone, you know, which used to be crawling with people. That was pretty much empty. So it kind of made me feel really old, basically. Like my
your haunt,
my
dad?
Yeah, my haunts, my youth was just a faded memory.
You know, but the thing you need to realize, Dave, is that your youth wasn't that great.
Why do you say that?
Well, I have good old day syndrome for...
Oh, my present day life is way better than then. But still, it's just, you know...
That's just mine. That's why I just don't look with... I'm telling you, nostalgia is a worse whore than death. Nostalgia kills you long before death does. And those people who always look back, man, that's bad news.
Yeah, I don't know. It just made me a little bit sad, you know, because times change. People change.
That's good that times change. Your life got better.
But, you know, Dada is such a cool place. And, it was sad to see that it had kind of, fallen like that. You know, and the really sad
maybe
thing...
Maybe you just got it on an off night. How do you know?
Well, maybe so. But, you know, they just don't book big acts there anymore either, you know? But what was really sad is I went to the bar to try and get a drink, you know, and...
They stopped serving drinks.
I wanted to do a shot. And so I asked for Tuaca. Can I get a shot of Tuaca? Sorry, we're out of Tuaca. Okay, how about a shot of Cuervo? Yeah, we're out of Cuervo. Is Salsa okay? Sure, I'll take a shot of Salsa. Can I get
a beer?
Yeah, can I get an Amstel with that? I'm sorry, we're out of Amstel. Okay.
It sounds like they've been really busy lately.
How about a Dos Equis? Oh, I'm sorry, we're out of Dos Equis. Heineken? No, we're out of Heineken.
We got Tecate.
And so... I think I ended up having a Corona or something, but they were out of everything. Like they had,
they've been doing well.
No, it's just because they hadn't restocked the bar in about a month. I asked the bartender. I said, "Are you guys going out of business?" He goes, "Yeah, it seems like it."
He's not serious.
No,
he?
No, he was joking. But I mean, it was just it was kind of sad. So say a prayer for Club Dada.
Why can't you just have a regular beer? Why don't you just get
a Bud Light? I did have plenty of Bud Light. I got pretty ripped, and then I drove home.
David, why are you doing that?
In the back of a cab. In the back of
a cab.
That's
road home. That's not driving home. You said drove.
I meant ride.
And I know you didn't take a cab.
How do you know that?
Because you live far away from Dada, and your cheap ass would never spring for a cab. Well, did you drag anything out of there?
I did. I drug it there, too, so it doesn't really count.
Oh, really? It was this one.
It's a friend of my mom's.
Oh, David. Oh, it's getting so bad for you.
Okay, we teased the Greenest story.
Gosh, isn't that just the worst? Yeah, I'm dating a friend of my mom's. Oh, my goodness.
Ew.
All right, yes, we did tease the what story?
A Greenest story.
Okay. I don't know whether we're early for break or late for break right
now.
No,
we're on time. We've already done the 50, so we're...
Okay, yeah, so let's do the story.
We're good. And we'll be legal?
Let's get legal.
We're super legal?
Let's triple our legalization.
Okay.
Well, let's go ahead. Can we play the ID?
KTCK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTDK Sanger.
And there, here's David.
All right. Can we have some Greenest music? On the ticket?
You are certainly still listening to the ticket.
So this woman, Delmi Ruiz.
Any music.
Anything at all.
And open your mic and hum, maybe. Would
anything at all.
Huh.
There you go.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, gosh, Dave, yeah.
So
gosh, were you ever in the Army? Oh. I'm sorry, David. Yes.
You're lost in your own fantasy over there.
Have you ever thought about a guy, like just you and a guy just saying, screw convention, screw society, let's do what we feel like we want to do?
Honestly, no.
I'm glad because, man, that's screwed up. Man, that's messed up.
I mean, are you looking to me for permission?
Just one friend that thinks it's okay?
Good, because that's just gross. I mean, why would you ever?
You know what I'm talking about? Have you ever, like, just turned to a friend and say, man, let's grab a sixer and go mess around? You know,
just see
what's live. I mean, we're not gay.
I mean,
we're not gay. All right?
We can stop at any time.
Whenever we want to. We're basically doing it as a joke.
Could you keep a straight face?
And make love to you?
Yes. After the show, we just decide to go get a sixer. And
how would you know? He's standing behind you.
Is that on the air?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Sir.
I mean, but when I first, like, reach out to touch...
Yeah. We would laugh.
There's no way.
We would laugh at first, but, you know... Ultimately, your face would be buried in a pillow, and we wouldn't have to deal with the laughing thing so much.
Yeah.
When your body goes lifeless, I mean, I know you're not going to laugh then.
Gross. All right. Delmi Ruiz. I don't want to talk about that anymore, so let's talk about...
I need you, a six-pack, a box of protection, and a 55-gallon drum, and a hacksaw. And that would be a great Friday night for me.
And a length of bungee cord?
Yeah. And a ball gag. And a Doberman.
What?
Hey, done? By the way, speaking done? Of, you what? Know that story we did last week about the horse guy that died
as a result of
a horse encounter?
In Seattle or outside of Seattle at the farm?
And we didn't know, we didn't have all the details of it, but it turns out that the horse was the man. Did you know this? Just the horse was the man in the situation.
How do you get a horse to consent to that?
I don't know.
There's a form for it.
Yeah, I guess you have to get him to sign the form, the consent form.
Get a hoof print.
Yeah. Man.
Well, no wonder there was internal bleeding.
That's crazy.
That's super gayness is what that is.
Can you imagine?
You have to graduate to a horse.
So powerfully gay.
That's all that's going to do it for you.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, did you get my little thinking of you?
Yeah. What the hell? What is your problem?
All right, what's the story, David?
And how did her insides get outside?
I don't know how people invert their body.
gross. All right.
So this woman just makes me hate being a human. What's the matter with this?
This woman, Delmi Ruiz, has been found guilty of aggravated assault in an attack on her ex-boyfriend. This happened this past week in Houston, the trial. She listened to the verdict through headphones for some reason. Not sure why.
Maybe for the UN?
Yeah.
She closed her eyes and lowered her head when she heard the verdict. Now they're going to move on to the punishment phase. What did she do, you might ask? Well, she testified that Armando Nunez came over to her house. It's her ex-boyfriend. Came over to her house after work and demanded food and sex. He raped her and demanded groral. And I guess as some of that activity was going on, she reached over and grabbed a knife and...
And removed the weapon.
Removed
his weapon.
Offending member.
Yeah.
And left him with nary a nub.
Do you ever fear that? See, I don't, because my thought would be it would be a blessing for that to be removed, because then I could upgrade it.
Can they? Do they really have things that they can put on there that work?
I think. I mean,
you would have no feeling, though.
No, I think you do. I mean, there's like isn't. I mean, like I would personally get something, you know, like a black model.
He's black.
But yeah, I mean, aren't there your organ donors, right? For that thing?
Maybe, yeah. I think I signed the back of my license and donated that.
Yeah, I'm going to become an organ donor, but that's the only organ I'm going to donate. And I'm only going to donate it, I'm going to specify donating to a hot girl.
So anyway, that's that story. Not really much to it.
What does this guy want to talk about? Rick, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, I would like to congratulate Gen X Davey.
Okay.
Give me 20 seconds of latitude here.
Okay.
He is the only human who is just one incident away from hitting for the abandonment cycle. I mean, first, his parents leave him. Second, the ticket leaves him. Third, his wife leaves him. And now, sometime soon down the road, I'm sure his kid will run away from home and be like, how do you know what old man means? Old man means old man. So I just...
Hitting for the abandonment cycle.
Yes, and I just, you know, want to congratulate him. He's such a good trooper. He did such a good job yesterday, and, you know, the award, he'll be out at his own little personal graveyard camp in the backyard, and his daughter's going to be like, what do you mean interracial? You don't even know what parents are.
What?
What?
Huh?
Are we doing a show? Are we on the air?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good show
cool.
So far.
Okay, I'll leave you a message. Thanks.
What? All right, that opens up a line, 214-777-1310. By the way, if you want to email Dave, dave@gordonkeith.com.
Yeah, I think that still works.
Yeah?
Even though...
I'm gordon@gordonkeith.com. If you have any offensive material, send it to Dave.
No,
he loves it.
Gordon loves that. He loves soiling his hard drive.
I don't. I send you the most shocking stuff.
You do. And you get it from somewhere.
Yeah.
P1s?
Yes. But the amazing thing is that people out there actually film themselves doing this stuff. Like that one I sent you last night, I don't know how the human body does that. That's just weirdness.
It is disturbing.
It's called, I guess it's prolapsing of some sort.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
So if I looked up prolapsing.com...
Yeah, see
what comes up.
See, that's some kind of site. Let's see. Let's go to line 3 on the ticket. You're on AM radio.
I want to talk to Gordo.
Okay.
Hey, Gordo. Is it Gordo?
Yes.
Oh, you're rolling 3 now?
Yeah.
Oh.
Nothing on the program.
Trying to have a producer.
Oh, wow, but still are failing. Hey,
yes, sir.
I've called you before, and we've discussed it before. Why do you don't tag on Indians, man? Why can't you bag on the Packies instead?
I don't bag on Indians. What's the difference? I support, hey, listen, they were in this country first, and we came here and took their land.
So, okay, stop the ignorant bit. I know you, man.
What?
Indian from India, man.
Oh, those? Ooh.
Not the Native American, the so-called lowest of all races, you know?
I don't bag on them. I have women rank the races, and the Indian guy usually comes in last. That's the women ranking them, not me.
We're coming across, guys, you know... Why not? Let's come to an agreement. Let's bag on the Packies instead.
No, because I think they can be terrorists from time to time.
Not from time to time. They're born terrorists, man. That's why we Indians don't like Pakis.
Oh, you're an Indian, sir?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm so sorry. I just heard about it.
Yeah,
I Well, have you found that women are prejudicial against the Indian man?
No, not at all.
Are you arranged to be married?
If you're good looking, you're good looking. I don't think it makes a difference, you know?
Yeah, but if you have that weird skin...
Well, some would say your pale skin is kind of weird, too, you know?
Well, see, I have
not to hot women.
I have a friend...
Women love me, sir.
Have you met any Indian women? Indian women are the most beautiful women in the world.
Hey, there are some hot Indian women, and there's some, like, some of my favorite works of art of Indian women... I think they're the hottest.
Oh, yeah.
But
you're talking about,
but some of them are also the ugliest.
Well, if you can say that about white people, too, though. I mean, look at Davy and his nose. I mean...
Yeah, but at least he's white.
Yeah, but look at his nose, though.
Yeah, good point.
But at least I'm white.
You might as well be Indian, Dave. No, I don't... Just to correct you, I don't bag on Indians.
But just so you can stop banging on the ends, why don't we do that old, let's grab a six-pack and see what happens, Siri?
I don't know.
Oh.
No, if I was going to do that, if I was going to stoop so low as to engage in homosexuality, it would not be with an Indian.
Okay, now I got a question for you, man.
Is
George really that blatantly racist, though? I mean, if it were up to him, do you think he'd say, like, get rid of all non-white people in the country?
Oh, please, come on. The answer to that is yes. You know this stuff.
Yeah, one time I was at when y'all did the Byron Nelson at that house party, and we rode that big old ticket excursion or whatever. And
yeah.
George is in the truck with us.
Yeah, he wouldn't talk to
us. He wouldn't talk to us.
Yeah,
he wouldn't. Now Grego rode with us, and Grego was great, you know, dropping the F bombs left and right. But George wouldn't talk to us.
Yeah, well, that's typical George. Yeah,
nothing surprising about what you're saying.
I'm a good family guy. I'm a good role model.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I can't wait till his son. You know, it goes on a bit of pot bins and bring...
No, come on. Don't bring his family into it.
Well, I'm just saying, it's going to happen.
That'll get you cut off.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, he's got some really good kids. George is a good dad, a good father, and a good friend. He's just racist.
Okay, he might be a good dad, but he's not going to be... the way he pounds and says, he's not going to be above his son being a normal teenage boy like we were, though. You know what I'm saying?
What do you mean?
Oh, he's doing experimenting with pot or drinking or, you know, three girls at once, maybe a guy, you know, something like that.
Man, I need to be a teenager again. Is that all what's going on? No, I think George will be great at handling whatever situation comes his way.
As long as none of his sons date a black girl.
Yeah, as long as it's not interracial dating.
Yeah, well, he acts like it's never going to happen. Oh, not me. I'm the donator. That doesn't happen, you know? I mean, it's really,
yeah.
Randy, you're on the ticket.
Now we're late.
Hey, Gordo, how's it going?
Hey, Tom. Hey. We're supposed to break at 03?
Yeah, or 05 or 07.
Oh, okay. Hey, Randy, what do you have to say?
Or 012.
Well, first I want to congratulate you, Gordo, in allowing an adopted person on the show, because I'm an adopted person, too. And
yeah, see, it's courage. I'm showing a lot of courage by trying to remove the stigma of adoption.
That's true.
It's great that you're doing that. But, hey, speaking on the engine talk...
I'm sorry, sir?
The engine?
You mean Native American?
Yeah, well, I saw two Middle Eastern Indians at the gallery yesterday. Hot as balls, hotter than any girl I've ever seen in Dallas. And also, I wanted to follow up to see if y'all are going to allow, if Quibi is going to allow his daughter to swim in the canal in Arlington.
It's a good question.
That is a good question.
Will Quibi try to continue that family tradition?
Probably. Quibi, by the way, is on vacation today.
Yeah, why isn't he here? I just noticed that.
He's playing golf, I think. He's having his in-town vacation, as you advised him to.
I'll take one more. Hi, Sean. You're on the ticket.
The reason they have the dots on their head is because their husband always pokes them in the face and goes, "You're so ugly."
That just
because
I don't.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Signing the back of your driver's license does not necessarily make an organ donor, and that is not an organ you can transplant, sir.
No, it isn't.
No, mostly it's...
Then I have no interest in organ donation.
It's the internal organs, sir.
Well, what if it's inverted? What about if I knock it up in me?
Then I think that's okay.
What about if I curve it around? It's internal then.
Yeah, that's all right.
All right, stay hard, Garrett.
Thank you.
Coming up next, the story of the 12-year-old dad that admits he's gay?
No, father of 12.
Sports Radio 1310.
Get in the back of my line! No candle smokers in here!
All right. Next person in line, what's your name?
Pete Grafton.
What kind of last name is Grafton, Pete?
It's Germanic, I think.
Germanic? Why don't you have an American name like I do, William? Why aren't you from America?
Well, I am, but our relatives are from someplace else.
Well, I'm from America, brother. Last time I checked, Lloyd was in America. Pete. Are you carrying any smallpox in your baggage?
You can't carry. That's a disease.
What's that on your shoulder? Looks like a little smallpox or something there.
Dandruff.
Well, all right. Pete, have you ever been to jihad?
Well, isn't jihad the Islamic word for holy war? You can't go to jihad.
Hey, how do you know so much about this place we call jihad, huh?
The Ticket Drop Page Radio.
How do you know so much about this place we call jihad, huh?
Newspaper, Newsweek,
all right.
TV.
All right, come on. Is there anybody in your house in the Taliban?
No, I live alone with my dog.
Huh, well, how do you know that your dog's not in the Taliban?
He's a freaking dog.
Yeah, well, what's your dog's name?
Spot.
What kind of dog is Spot?
He's a mix. He's a Doberman and an Afghan hound.
How can you get Spot? Come on. What's your name?
I'm Al.
Al, huh?
Yeah,
Al.
Yeah,
as in Al Qaeda? Huh? As in Al Qaeda? So we finally been face to face. Get the hell out of here! Step right up. What's your name, sir?
It's me, Giorgio.
Giorgio? I don't know a Giorgio. Well, Mr. Dunham, let me ask you a few questions.
All right.
What's that container you got there in your hand?
Well, it's just a bag I have from lunch, and with the chili, I've got a turkey sandwich.
Oh, a turkey sandwich! Turkey, a country known for heartbreak terrorism!
This is a sandwich! No, it's a sandwich, Grego. It's me. We've worked together for 8 years. It's a turkey sandwich. I can take that on the plane. It's no big deal.
Oh, okay. So you're stating this is fact, huh?
Well, yeah, man. Yeah.
Yemen, huh? Known for harboring terrorists.
Grego, you're going crazy. Come on, stop it.
Well, I have to be particular about this, Giorgio, because we don't want any incidents happening.
Yeah, I understand. I mean, there's been a lot of concern about this whole security thing. I understand.
What? What did you say?
I said there's been a lot of concern about...
Well, wait, say it again.
There's been a lot of concern...
Bin Laden, huh?
Oh, come on, Grego!
Hi, this is Dane Miner, General Manager of Freeman Toyota. If you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, here's a couple of things you should strongly consider. Toyota is one of the most reliable and affordable vehicles on the road today. And the Freeman family is one of the most trusted and respected names in the automobile business. When you combine the two, you have a combination that is guaranteed to work for you. With Freeman Toyota's intense focus on customer satisfaction and Toyota's great value, you can't go wrong in your automobile buying decision. For example, lease a double cab Tundra for just $269 a month for 36 months. Or our best-selling SUV, the 4Runner, for $349 a month for 36 months. And these offers are with zero out-of-pocket. Come and visit us today and see what our current customers already know. Freeman Toyota is committed to making you number one. We are located at 183 and 820 on the affordable side of the Metroplex, or pick up your phone and call us toll-free at 1-800-NEW-CARS or log on to freemantoyota.com. Freeman Toyota, where character and reputation make the difference.
I have a degree in...
I drive down there, and I got there 8 minutes early, and I ring the bell, and no Jimmy. I ring the bell again.
It's 5 minutes
no
early.
No Jimmy.
I could ask at the door without my shirt, but it was 5 minutes early. You were.
Oh, well, I was less early. I was less early than I thought I was. That's even better. Yeah, so anyway, I rang the door. Yeah, although I was, whatever. I'm punctual, as a rule.
Uh-huh.
And I got there perfect time, and I rang the bell 3 times, no Jimmy. So I started to go, I was going to check, make sure I had the right apartment.
I only heard you ring it twice, Joan. You said three. I could have come to the doorway 8 minutes.
minutes to 5, and now it's 3-2. I mean, really. So you finally get it.
I get him, and he comes out, and he apologized. He said he was in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And he
no hassles, no gimmicks. The same low prices our employees and their families pay. You get the best deal possible on vehicles that are the best in Texas. To take advantage of the Ford Family Plan, stop by your nearest Texas Ford dealer before August 1st. The plan excludes Ford GT, Mustang, and Escape Hybrid, and you must take delivery from participating dealer stock by August 1st, 2005. The big E450 vans and F450 trucks and higher are also excluded. See your dealer for complete details or visit Ford.com. See your Texas Ford dealer today, and welcome to the family.
Sports news first, guaranteed.
Lance Armstrong won today's 20th stage of the Tour de France. Sticker brought to you by Friendly Chevrolet and TicketTeaTimes.com. With the win, the Texan has wrapped up his 7th straight Tour win, and now he holds a commanding lead before tomorrow's final stage, which is pretty much a ceremonial joyride into Paris. And after today's effort, Lance is happy to be retiring.
And this one, you know, it's nice just to be done, to be retired and move on in life and take care of these three guys.
The Rangers are looking to snap their three-game skid tonight as they host the A's at the ballpark. Ricardo Rodriguez starts for Texas. He's 2-1 on the season. The last time he faced the A's was when he was in a Cleveland Indians uniform back in 2003, where he gave up one run in six innings. The 5-6 Kurt Starlu starts for Oakland. First pitch is set for 7:05. You can see that game on KDFI Channel 27. And in golf, third-round play is underway at the U.S. Bank Championship in Milwaukee. The leaders are set to tee off just afternoon. Ben Crane is your leader at 13-under after rounds of 62 and 65. He is one shot over Jeff Fluman and two up on Scott Verplank. Tommy Armour is the third. Chris Smith and Brad Faxon are all four back at 9-under par. Our next Pick and Ticker coming up at 11:30, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant, Saturdays, 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Cowboys, Cowboys, Cowboys. Football season is coming, and we're your station for Cowboys hot sports opinions. Brought to you by Miller Lite and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Why do we have this question up on your screen? Does David Spade have millions, and how does he get hot women?
Just a question.
When the first part is yes, and that answers the second.
Does he really have millions?
Yeah.
He's made a ton of movies. Yeah. I mean, they all suck, but he probably got paid $1 million apiece, at least.
How do they get hot chicks, though? Because of the money and the fame.
What? Why did you even think of David Spade?
Yeah. All
we're watching, what's this show?
Shoot Me.
Yeah, Just Shoot Me. He probably got paid good chunk of change for that credit card commercial.
That one where he says, my big yellow shirt or whatever.
That Capital One
Capital
thing?
One. Yeah, so he gets women.
He's not funny.
How is your confidence with women, Dave? How much can we talk about you and women?
Not at all.
Not at all?
No.
I don't think it's a good subject.
That's really not.
Okay, there you have that. Are you confident in your ability to get women? That's the question.
Versus, say, 5 or 10 years ago, yes.
Are you better now than you've ever been?
Yes. In spite of my being 3/4 of the way of the abandonment cycle.
Right. But you learn from your abandonment cycle.
Uh-huh.
What about you guys in there? Can you get women? Here's Jason.
My wife doesn't let me date.
Oh, no.
I know. Jason. Sad.
How long have you been with your wife?
We've been married 5 years. We dated 7 years previous to that.
Wow. So you haven't seen Strange in a long time.
Ever.
Ever?
Ever. Ever.
This was your first girlfriend?
Wow. Yeah. Oh, this is so Bob Sturm-esque.
Wow.
You
I don't go to church.
You are a powder keg. You are a powder keg.
Yeah, what do you do?
So you were how old when you met?
19. I was 19.
Oh, no. Oh.
She was 13? No, she was 18. She was 18.
was she
She'd have one or
virginal?
Two before.
I believe I would be her only one as well.
You believe?
You believe.
It's not a subject.
Just, I just take her word for it, you know.
Don't investigate that too much.
No,
Jason.
I just asked her once, and she said,
you're pretty much my first.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, you know, what do you consider first?
So I just took her word for it.
Yeah, don't get too far into that story.
You know, a lot of times when you talk to girls and you ask them that question, they don't take into account any activity other than
long-term boyfriends.
Yeah, or the actual deed.
Mm-hmm.
They'll do everything except for that, and then it doesn't count. Yeah.
And sometimes they'll have banal love.
And that doesn't count.
No, it doesn't.
Does it count for a guy, though?
That's not love.
No, I don't think so.
So
yes, it counts for a guy, and it should count for the girl.
Banal is not cheating?
If you have banal with a girl, I think your wife's going to consider that cheating.
But what if...
But if a girl...
If a girl has banal, then it's not...
Yeah.
It's not Grex.
Right. Right.
Why is that so? I don't understand that.
Hey, I don't know, but that's my rule. You know, in my relationship, it's, you know, I can have all the banal I want. I don't know how people rationalize and compartmentalize like that. And I've known guys who, you know, you ever cheated on your wife? No. Yeah, but I saw you making out with that girl at that strip club.
Yeah, it was a stripper.
Stripper, and, you know, I was just making out. I mean, it's not, you know.
I'm probably Bob asked you not to talk about that.
Yeah, oh, well, I didn't say his name.
Oh.
So do you and your wife have kids, Jason?
We have a son, yes, sir.
How old is he?
6 months.
Wow.
Oh, that's right. You just
are
had
you,
him
are you,
about 6 months ago. He had to know. Pretend like we didn't hear that in the background.
6 months.
Yes.
So how sexually adventurous is your wife?
With me?
With anyone, you included.
I don't know.
I mean, there's like some things that you try to convince her, hey, sweetheart, let's try this, you know.
I never got to do this with anybody else.
Yeah. We're pretty conservative.
Are you?
Yeah.
Are you back on the horse after the kiddo?
Yes.
Good.
How long did that take?
That took a month or two.
Yeah.
Before she was desirable enough to want to do it to, or before she was,
you know, a lot of
impressed?
You know, it wasn't necessarily that. It was probably more me than her. She had a C-section, and you just worry about
busting the stitches.
Boy, you're pretty confident in yourself.
Yeah,
see, the attitude that I have, if a woman's had a kid, she's done as far as being a sex object.
That's why you've
worthless.
Got the banal clause.
I mean, then she's a mother. And do you really want to fulfill that slang term that's been thrown your way several times? No.
So what do you do?
That's when the cheating begins.
You're doing her a favor, basically.
Right. Because you don't want to... See, it is a noble thing because you don't want to soil...
The mother of your children.
Yeah.
Well, how do you have the second child then? Insemination?
You don't. She handles that on her own. I don't know how that happens.
Is this a problem that Scott Peterson had? He didn't know how to look at her after her? He didn't know what to do, so I guess I'll just, you know.
I guess so. I'm going to have to speculate because he did bring it up on the air, so it is my job to wildly speculate. But maybe that's what it was.
Maybe if Scott Peterson had a banal clause, he wouldn't have killed his wife.
Right. We all need the banal clause. You need a guy that delivers presents to kids.
In Germany.
Yeah. But he doesn't come through the front door.
Yeah. He always
has a key.
He always has a key to the back door.
Yeah.
And he,
anyway, what were we talking about?
He leaves droppings in the kid's shoes.
That's how you can tell whether it's Santa or Banal Claus that visited you by the residue that was left. Banal leaves droppings and Santa just leaves, I don't know, candy canes. I was going to say a particular kind of soap, but
soft.
Anyway, let's certainly move on here on the ticket.
Here, you tease that.
Oh,
we're
yeah.
late.
Yeah, we are. Though. All right, coming up next, the story of a dad who had 12 kids and then made a shocking announcement. Next.
And he's tall and had a nice smile.
I see.
And but very nondescript. Very nondescript. Kind of like a J.C. Penney ad, all very...
$150,000 a year, John. What did you like she looked, John? What did you think of the way that she looked?
I wasn't picking myself up off the floor.
any advice? Any parting comments, Jimmy, as far as you're concerned?
Get a real life, and I hope you get a job working.
After what I said, I hope you get a job working at Fantasyland at Disneyland.
Jimmy was gold.
Wow. I guess yeah. After some hardballs.
You're
now
only a 30-day.
Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Are you concerned about foreclosure ruining your credit? StopDFWForecloseNow.com is here to help. Now, just what does StopDFWForecloseNow.com do? Pretty simple. They do what they call themselves. They'll stop that foreclosure at its tracks. And keep a home foreclosure off your credit rating. For more, just click the link below where you have the station minimized. If you're several months behind on your mortgage, the pressure can be unbearable. These guys are here to keep that foreclosure from happening and keep your credit clean. Just log on to StopDFWForecloseNow.com or call toll-free 1-866-362-9364. Go ahead, write it down, then call today, 1-866-362-9364. Ask yourself, would you rather be foreclosed on, or would you rather explore options that will eliminate foreclosures on your credit? StopDFWForecloseNow.com. In fact, if you act now, part of this program includes credit restoration, 866-362-9364, or online at StopDFWForecloseNow.com.
Vegas is calling. Are you in or out?
Smirnoff Ice and Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket are looking for the hottest men and women in the Metroplex. So what do you think? You hot or not? Listen to The Ticket for the next Hot or Not party. Email your picture to hot or not at theticketcontest.com or log on to theticket.com to find out how hot things are going to get. And when things do get hot, cool down with Smirnoff Ice. Smirnoff Ice. Smirnoff Ice Triple Black, Green Apple, Orange Raspberry, and two new flavors, Black Cherry and Watermelon. Available at your local retailer. Hot or not, cool down with Smirnoff Ice. And if you're hot enough, you can win a trip for two to Las Vegas. A chance to be in the next Shooter Jennings music video, Put the O Back in Country, American Express gift cards, Mav tickets, Shell gift cards, and more. So join the ticket at a Hot or Not party. Or email your picture and answers to our Hot or Not questions to
hot or not at theticketcontest.com.
Vegas is calling. They want hot. Are you in or out?
For details, log on to theticket.com.
Thank you for listening. This station is in a commercial break and will be returning to its regular programming shortly.
Termination fee per line. Other charges and restrictions. Coverage not available everywhere.
Good morning and good afternoon on Ticket. Welcome to the first manual roundtable. This is the first time we've done it, and I'm your congenital host, Art Gregory Williams. Joining us on our roundtable today are our extinguished panelists to talk about the subjects of the day. First up, the extremely experimental fake Chan Gailey, who inextricably is obsessed with NASCAR. Good morning, Chan.
Well, good morning to you, Gregor. And I tell you what, Gregor, we're having a damn good time out here waiting for Taylor Bonner to come by and put Lucky Charms all over our football field with a bunch of jumpers and say, whoopee.
All right, didn't understand that, but thanks for being with us, Chan. Okay, also with us, the fake Will Clark. How are you, Will?
Ha, 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 ha. What are you, lost around here or something?
All right, that's kind of the same voice as me, but...
The Tickets Drop Page Radio. The Tickets Drop Page Radio.
Anytime anyone's seen my car keys and 50 snackaroonies you can put toward custom wheels, suspension kits, side steps, even mounting and balancing. But hurry, this offer is only available at 4 Wheel Parts Performance Centers.
Mr. Nasser's still talking.
And ends July 30th. See store for details. For the location nearest you, visit 4wheelparts.com. So let's go over this again. Get a great deal on the world's toughest off-road tires. Last year, BF Goodrich Tires won more than 75% of major off-road competitions. Wait till you see what they can do on your truck.
When we say sports, you say now.
With the loss tonight at the ballpark, the Rangers will fall to the 500 mark on the season. Ticker brought to you by the Booth Eye Care and Laser Center. Chris Young struggled once again last night. Tonight, Ricardo Rodriguez takes the hill, looking to bounce back after a rough outing against the Yankees last time out, where he only lasted 2 2/3. And manager Buck Showalter talked about his team pitching struggles with two strikes.
We've made a lot of two-strike mistakes. We've had a lot of counts in our favor pitching-wise, just making a lot of two-strike mistakes.
The Rangers and A's play game 3 of 4 tonight at 7:05. You can see that on KDFI Channel 27. The NHL lockout came to an end yesterday. Now the league is trying to spruce up the sport by making a few changes to help scoring. Commissioner Gary Bettman discussed a few of those.
We are taking out the center line to open up the long pass. We are reinstituting the tag up at the blue line. We've limited the area behind the net. We're reducing the dimensions of the equipment that goaltenders are allowed to wear.
Along with the rule changes, ties will be a thing of the past. The shootouts will be introduced next season. And Lance Armstrong nailed down his 7th consecutive Tour de France win after dominating the field in today's final time trial. The stage win is the first of this year's event for Lance and his 22nd of his Tour de France career. Our next ticket ticker coming up at 11:50, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant, Saturdays, 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Breaking sports news first, guaranteed with the Ticket Ticker at 10, 30, and 50 past every hour on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. My name is Gordon Keith, along with Davis Lane, who is, well, just back like the show used to be.
Yep, rant the way it should be. No Corby today.
You think it's the way it should be?
That's what you always say.
Well, because that's what everyone tells me. I get this email. Let me read it here as soon as I bring it up.
You just got it today?
Yeah.
During the show?
Yeah. Already, today is a great show, and you want to know why? Because that rat Saint Corby is gone, and Davey gets to shine more.
What?
God comes to us from Robbie.
I don't really know that I've shined today.
Let's see. It seems like I've gotten some other ones here. Great show so far. I like it with that Corby.
You're making it up now.
No, let's see.
Some woman just sent me a picture of her ass.
No, what makes you think it's real?
Well, it's probably not her.
No, I like Corby. You know, Corby is a weird thing. Corby is such a polarizing force here at the Ticket.
He really is.
People either hate him or they like him. There's not a lot of people who are indifferent about Corby.
No.
You think people may hate him just because he kind of, they see him as, you know, he just kind of took over the hardline show?
No, I think, you know why I think people hate him? I think because...
The annoying voice?
No, I think because he's cocky. Because he's like the, you know, kind of the popular kid, you know? It's the high school mentality. You know, they don't like him.
Tampons are amazing.
Hold on, Corbin.
Do you disagree?
Well, I don't exactly understand what you're saying first. So
well, you know, he's, you know, like the, you know, the cocky kid that, you know, excels in sports and is class president and dates the pretty girls and, you know, it's like he's easy to hate. It's more of like kind of an envy thing. Not that people necessarily want to be him, but they just, why should he have all that? You know what I mean? I'm not building him up as like he's some great human or anything. I'm just saying that I think that's...
See, I don't get that from him. I guess he is good at golf.
And he's definitely cocky.
He is cocky. But he has that... To me, he could never be big man on campus because he has that annoying pipsqueak voice thing. You know, he has that just... shaky little brother voice.
Yeah.
So I guess that's what's ruining that whole thing. Everything else you're saying, I guess, kind of sets up.
I don't know. We could go to the phones.
Why do people hate Corby? All right. Why do people hate Corby? 214-787-1310 is our telephone number. But, you know, Corby's good, though. He brought a, you know, breath of fresh air to the hard line, and he and Danny, you know, come up with bits and stuff. And
yeah, they're a huge part of that show.
Yeah.
Not if you ask Reiner, but...
I know, and that's a weird dynamic. 214-787-1310 is our telephone number. Hi, on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
Hey, you know, can you do Davey... Tell Davey for me and ask if you can say, you know, one more freaking time, please.
You know a lot?
I probably do, yeah. Sorry about that.
Davey's strong suit is not communicating. I mean, communication has never been your best thing.
Yeah. Which is weird that I tried to be in radio.
Yeah.
But it's probably why I got fired, so.
But we always used to make fun of how it takes you forever to say something.
I'm much better than I used to be.
Much better than
you
used to be.
Much better.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Corby's great.
Right.
Yes.
I agree. Corby. What's your favorite thing about Corby? Or, hi, you're on the ticket.
Hey, Gordo, Bloody Pants.
Okay.
Hey, I don't hate Corby per se. I do hate him every once in a while, but it really annoys me when you go to a sort of show or the old 97s and he flips you off. But he did bring a little bit of genius to the ticket with Hey Deal and some of his catchphrases.
Some of his catchphrases. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hey, what's the deal with Corby's obsession with money and people in power? That's my problem with him.
Yeah, he is pretty materialistic.
You can't talk to anyone about anyone who's like a celebrity without bringing up how much money they're making and everything like that.
Although he claims that he's completely not materialistic.
I know. He claims he's completely unmaterialistic and
he doesn't need
but
anything.
But he is always the first to... Man, did you see how much so-and-so made? Or
yeah, exactly.
Did you see? And I mean, there's a reason why he does, like, E-News. He is obsessed with celebrity. He loves fame and money.
Yeah.
You know.
A little funny.
You know.
Gordon?
No, David, don't say you know all the time.
No.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Hey, man, I love your website.
Our
word.
Cool.
You know. Hi, on the ticket.
Yeah, this guy has had 12 kids and is gay.
Yes.
So I have to have 10 more kids before I can tell my wife I'm gay?
No, it's not a requirement.
Yeah, we
can
do
go ahead and tell her now. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Corby smells like stink bait, and he's an Indian.
Well, he's got a few problems, but he's a nice guy.
Yeah, but he still smells like Uncle Charlie's stink bait.
That is Uncle Charlie. Is that just a brand name?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we also have a guy here online that says that mothers are sexy.
Hey, Gordo. Help.
Yeah, I was talking about this earlier and saying that once a woman is given birth, that she is
no longer a sexual object.
Yeah. Right? Now, let me clarify this. I think
your own child.
Yeah, it's got to be your own child.
You could do it to somebody else's mother.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that
you know, hot women. They're a little bit dressed down because they didn't have time to get all prettied up, but you can see that, you know, that kind of milkiness I really like. She has some young children or maybe one or two, you know.
because I don't disagree with you guys at all. I'm right now I'm separated. I'm in the process of a divorce, and the woman that I'm divorced from has two kids that are mine. So I agree that she is no longer what she once was.
Right.
But the girl that I've met since I've been separated, she also has two kids, and, you know, hopefully I'll try to edit this for the air, but I'm having the best sex of my life, so.
Thanks for editing that.
How exactly did you edit that?
Yeah, I agree with you. You can foul her, you know, all day long.
Oh, yeah.
With her kids in the house?
Man. What's that?
Say hi, Gordo.
Wait, with her kids in the house?
No.
They've gone to sleep. Alvin, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Hey. I don't really mind Corby, because I own him. He was auctioned on eBay, and I bought him.
Okay.
I now own the Cobra.
All right. Hi, you're on The Ticket.
Yeah, I have a question.
Oh my gosh.
What happened there?
What happened? Hello?
Hey,
what happened there?
Ticket?
Did I hit that or you?
Adopted baby.
Dang, we had a girl on. And...
Yeah, no.
All right, what do you have to say?
Proposition, though.
Hurry up, what do you have to say?
Hey, I wanted to ask you if that porcupine and dog tick on your website was legitimate.
Yeah, I think it is. It's pretty disturbing. Go to theticket.com, click on Gordon Keith, check out the porcupine versus the pit bull pictures. Hi, you're on AM radio. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Hi, you're on The Ticket.
Yeah, this is the I Hate Corby Hotline.
No.
Yeah.
No, this is why we like Corby Hotline.
Oh, yeah, that's what I meant. Well, how much time do we got?
Well, go ahead. Start, and I'll tell you when to finish.
Well, Corby's... Yeah, that's what your wife said last night. That's Corby's too FM wacky.
I think...
That's why we don't like Corby.
By the way, I think the porcupine picture is fake.
It's not.
It's fake.
It's too FM wacky. Okay, thanks. Hi, you're on The Ticket.
Hey, I want to say Snake Man is like the anti-Kid Craddock.
Okay, how do you mean?
Well, you know how when I was a kid, I listened to a kid, and he was the popular kid, but, you know, he's always focused on, I don't know, stupid stories and whatnot that are positive. Snake Man is always negative. It's always bad things, but he's got the same attitude or approach to everything that he's broadcasting.
Mm-hmm.
They're real boisterous and in your face and kind of jovial, but just always, I don't know, it's just anti-kid-cratic. It's all bad stuff. I think he's pretty funny.
Yeah. I do, too. That's why he's known as an AM yuck monkey, because he produces yucks and monkeys. Hi, on The Ticket.
Yeah, I've got a theory on Corby.
Okay.
He wasn't the popular kid. He was the kid that got to be friends with the popular kid. He just happened to have enough personality to where the popular kids wouldn't beat his ass. And that's why he hung out with the jock. That's my theory. I'm sticking with it. Late.
Hi, you're on The Ticket.
Hey, why did Corby always talk about Highland Park and when he tried to act like he's Mr. Earthy Granola, pot-smoking, hippie-loving snake man?
That's a good question, and that almost is the essence of Corby. Corby wishes he grew up in Highland Park. Okay?
Yep.
But he's one of those, what are they called? Bobos. Like bourgeois bohemian. It's not natural outgrowth of his life that he's at all bohemian. It's an effect.
Right. He's taking on the persona of a bohemian.
Right.
Because he likes that lifestyle.
Yes. I think the essence of Corby, and I love him and he's fun and he's a nice guy, but he wants to be a trust fund baby that can afford the most expensive organic shorts in the world.
I have this email that it's kind of a good summation of Corby. This guy, Kevin, says, I've given this a lot of thought and I've finally figured out what bugs me about Corby. He's the more affluent and better educated version of Rocco.
That's a giggle. That's a giggle. Dave, you're on The Ticket.
Yeah. I was just going to say, Corby's a bitch there. He has the same character over and over.
Yeah, well, Corby, he can't do really characters, so that's why he does the... it's Corby, and then here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to say, you know, medical terms, or I'm going to say cuss words. And I mean, he just, it's kind of a modular bit that he has.
Yeah, it's the same bit repackaged.
Yeah, but I mean, to his credit, you know, that's what he had to work with, and he came up with something.
This guy writes that his resentment of Corby stems from the fact that when Corby gained prominence on the hard line, that meant that you were never a part of the hard line anymore. But I think that was more...
But that was the idea, wasn't it?
Right, but I think that was more on your part as well. I don't think you wanted to do stuff for the hard line anymore.
Well, I mean, that was...
Because it was a constant defeat for you.
It was a tricky situation. There were some psychological waters that had to be navigated there. It's just that with splitting time and everything, I think the hard line really wanted a guy of their own. You know, and that's what Corby could give them. And I failed them in that respect. But the good news is that Corby worked out well for him. I guess everyone's happy over there.
Mm-hmm.
Corby's got him a better job, and the hardline has them a dedicated guy that can do that, you know, that bidding. Can do what they...
Are they satisfied?
Oh, I think so.
Okay, good. Good.
Don't you?
I don't know.
Yeah. Now, it amazes me that I think it's great that, I guess, Reiner... Do you think that Corby just kind of runs over Reiner and Reiner takes it?
I don't know that Reiner takes it, but...
Well, he obviously can't get rid of Corby.
Right. Well, I don't know. If he really wanted to, he might.
I don't think he can. Not now.
I don't know. But yeah, I think Corby definitely doesn't kowtow to him, which a lot of people do.
Neil, you're on the ticket.
Yeah. I think the main reason why people don't like Corby is just because he just kind of thinks he's cooler than everybody else. He just thinks he's cooler.
He does. He hates the P1.
And his voice is basically the Valley Girl version for... the guy's Valley Girl version, if that makes sense. It just says spoiled rich kid. You just kind of wonder. I mean, he's not big enough to be the bully, so you kind of wonder why he acts like he's the big man.
And finally, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, I'll tell you, there's two reasons why. First one, sports related, because he went to TCU, but he roots for Oklahoma. And the second reason is he slept with my girlfriend.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
Sure.
No. She hot?
I want to smother him in deer blood and set him on fire.
Huh. All right, coming up next, we'll try to fit in the story of the guy who had 12 kids and then made a shocking admission next. Oh, there he is. Hey, Corby, welcome back. Corby. Here's the mackerel.
Sports Radio 13.
Kind of the same voice as me, but finally with us, the fake TCU head professional coach, Billy Chuck. Hello, sweet Billy.
Hello, Chuck. My panties smell like turpentine, Chuck.
Little Dale Line, huh?
All right, let's start with TCU number one on the first Anals Grego Roundtable. All right, I mean, what's the deal with Tom Penders? I mean, what's the deal with him? What's the deal with that? I mean, good gosh!
Who the hell you want to answer that question? You need to specify. Get Dale Jarrett in here to let sprinkle ice over his monkey-headed triple ring to the girls on the chorus saying, "Hound dog."
I meant to go to fake Billy on that question. I'm sorry. I meant to go to the TCU basketball. Tom Penders. With Tom Penders.
The ticket drop page radio.
Billy, do you miss the game?
I made a giraffe out of pudding pie, Chuck.
What the hell does that supposed to mean?
Billy, let me rephrase the question like...
That's a bonehead question.
I plan on starting my own law office. I guess the first step is to buy the kumquat, Chuck.
I tell you what, if we don't start getting some serious sports issues today, I'm going to take Kyle Petty in the back room and let him go coconuts on my brain with a 2x4 to the best thing. Get it on, Jeff.
All right! Next is you, the Rangers have started their impressive season. The great Rangers, brother. What are your general impressions of the Rangers?
I am giving a massage to a computerized Cossack Chuck.
Is he lost around here or something?
Page Radio. Page Radio.
Is he lost around here or something?
I tell you, we better stop talking for it right now.
Cucumbers have my number.
You. The Cowboys' schedule, is it easy or hard? Ken Gailey.
I don't care whether it's hard or not. I just know that when the Tooth Fairy comes calling you and turn number four with Jeff Gordon's number tattooed across his crony ass, you better make a dang sure that ballerina got it all in the football equation of my name, the Savadoo.
I'm insane now, Chuck.
All right! That concludes another Greg Williams roundtable. And I'd just like to thank my distinguished panelists. So just remember, until next time, America, I'm Greg R. Williams asking, did you miss the game?
Can we just man do his sausage deal?
That's a bonehead question. Unbelievable. Good gosh.
Help me, Chuck.
The Ticket Stop Page Review.
Hey, it's Fitz, and with me in the studio is the founder and general manager of RepairMyCreditNow.com, also personal friend, Doug Parker. And Doug, wouldn't you agree that today your future is your credit? The future is now. You have bad credit, you have a future.
Absolutely, Fitz. Your credit is your future.
There's so many credit repair companies popping up all over the Metroplex. What is the difference between RepairMyCreditNow.com and these other credit repair companies?
Well, Fitz, we're registered with the Secretary of State of Texas. We're also bonded.
So basically what you're saying is these credit repair companies, they're illegal, but you're legal.
That is correct.
So you have to be licensed and bonded. That's how you know. Call RepairMyCreditNow.com today. 1-888-4MY-REPAIR. That's 1-888-4MY-REPAIR. Or log on now. RepairMyCreditNow.com. Write it down. RepairMyCreditNow.com. Now, Doug, go ahead and tell everybody what you did for me this past year and the program that I went through with you.
Since we were able to increase your credit scores by about 100 points, and I know you're able to get your new 4Runner and a new Bronco.
Take care of your credit right now. Your credit is your future. www.RepairMyCreditNow.com.
Ease of stow-and-go seating and storage. The 5-star government front crash test rated Pacifica or PT Cruiser, the best small car alternative. Not to mention, Chrysler vehicles are projected to retain their residual value better than GM. The best deal on our best lineup ever. You're not going to want to miss Employee Pricing Plus. Get to your local Chrysler dealer today. $500 to $2,000 cash allowance depending on model. Based on ALG data on projected percentages of residual value for leased vehicles. Offer excludes 300 at participating dealers. See dealer for details. Must seek retail delivery by 8105.
Ticket Sports News Now.
The Rangers have lost 7 of 9 since the All-Star break. Ticket brought to you by Windstar Casino and Global Games. Texas has fallen into third place in the AL West behind the Oakland A's and 9 games back of the first place Angels. But first baseman Mark Teixeira is holding out hope.
Well, I mean, it's not really frustrating because we're going to go out there and try to score as many runs as we can anyway. If we're up 5-0 in the ninth, I'm still going to take my at-bats as serious as if it was 1-0 in the ninth.
Tonight, the Rangers and A's get underway at 7:05. Ricardo Rodriguez starts for Texas. Kirk Starluce goes for Oakland. You can see that game on KDFI Channel 27. The NHL lockout finally came to an end yesterday as the NHL Board of Directors and Players Union finally decided on a new collective bargaining agreement. Some people think players are caving to the owners, but star forward Billy Guerin thinks this is a good deal.
We wouldn't have brought this deal forth if we weren't comfortable in where we were with it. And we're very excited to get back. I mean, it was a long year. It's unfortunate we missed a year, but that's behind us now.
The 05-06 season is set to begin on October the 5th, and Lance Armstrong won today's 20th stage at the Tour de France. With the win, the Texan has wrapped up his 7th straight Tour win, and he now holds a commanding lead before tomorrow's final stage, which is a ceremonial joyride into Paris and the last Tour de France of Lance's career. Our next ticket ticker coming up at 12:10 with the great Ty Walker. Breaking sports news first guaranteed, I'm Sean Bass. Reminding you to remember the time you spent listening to The Rant, Saturdays, 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Live and naked from the knees down, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
I guess we have 30 seconds to hear the story. An Austrian couple has 12 children. and they split up.
Huh.
After the husband finally admitted that he's gay.
Yeah, so why did he bother having 12 kids?
Just to try to prove to himself that he wasn't. He told his wife that he only made her pregnant so she had something to do. And that he was
keep her off the gay trail?
Yeah, and he was leaving home for another man.
And I guess, didn't she confront him when people were telling her that
yeah,
he
said,
was
hey,
mugging out in public
husband,
with a guy?
Yeah, kissing and cuddling a guy in public.
That's a bad way to end a marriage.
He told me he had only had love with me so I would get pregnant and it would give me something to do. I can't believe we had many children. My whole life has been a lie.
She's those, now written those poor gay kids.
No, they don't think the kids are gay.
This is The Ticket. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, is KTCK Dallas-Fort Worth and KTCK Sanger. You're listening.